The views expressed on PFW in Progress are not those of the New England Patriots, its affiliates, or any of its partners. Content may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
The following takes place between 12 p.m. and 2 p.m.
This is PFW in Progress.
The quarterback, two receivers lined up to the left, one to the right. There's a flanker lined up to the left behind the quarterback.
Oh, yeah. Now,
he gives the ball, though. He doesn't get the ball. The receiver goes all the way over there to the left. Once the quarterback has the ball, he fakes to the left. No, he fakes to the right. He doesn't think. He thinks about faking. He pretends to fake.
PFW in Progress with Fred Kirsch.
It's not like you could use a shower. Oh, listen. You can think what you want about my personal hygiene, but please don't waste any water. That's bad policy.
Paul Perillo.
So that's what opening up a can of whoop-ass feels like.
Son, you just opened a whole case of whoop-ass.
And Andy. And Andy?
There, girl, you're seeing.
Seeing? I see a lot of girls. I see a lot of guys, too.
I think that's sexy. You ever been with a guy and a girl at the same time?
Oh, yeah, plenty of times. The other night, I was with my mama and Coach Klein at the same time.
Andy Hart.
And I like Vicky, and she likes me back. And she showed me her boobies, and I like them too.
Eric Scalavino.
I want you to think about all those mean people. They're going to be your tackling fuel.
Tackling fuel.
We're going to use them to play football.
Tackling fuel.
For now, anyway.
Ooh, I'm a football player.
Coach, I'd like to tackle him right now,
please. Not yet. PFW in Progress, part of the Patriots Football Network.
Oh, no! We suck again!
All right, welcome to PFW in Progress. Well, I have to say, over the weekend, we saw, you know, just a display of ineptitude that rarely seen in the NFL. Of course, I'm talking about the New York Jets. They're out. The cockroaches are done. I'll tell you, that made me feel a lot
called
better.
Called deflecting.
Yeah, that made me feel a lot better after the Patriots lost to the 49ers, one in which makes the path to a bye week pretty difficult. But, you know, I see a lot of hand-wringing and a lot of, oh, my God, they have to go to Denver possibly. I'm not worried. I don't feel as worried as I have in past years that the Patriots may not have a bye week. I know that every time they've won a Super Bowl, you know, they've had it. But
every time they've gone to one.
Yeah.
It just, under Belichick.
It just doesn't seem to be that important this year. I'm not afraid to go to Denver.
No, it's not about going to any one place. It's about the consecutive having to beat more teams,
right.
Play more games.
And 5 out of the 7 Super Bowl, you know, teams of the last years have all been wild card teams.
Wild card teams?
Yeah. Played wild card weekend.
Yeah, well, there's a lot more of those teams than there are bye teams, so shouldn't there be more of them?
That's fine, but they, you know, it's not out of the question.
There's twice as many.
But it's
in a league where I argue that they stink. The one is not all that much better than the 10.
Yeah, I think that you're sort of whistling past the graveyard.
Well, you don't think it's, you know, 5?
I don't think it's less important this year than any other year to have a bye. I think it's always important to have a bye. It's always great to not be able to lose the first playoff game.
Sure, but
in wild card weekend when you don't play.
But, you know, are there teams out there in the AFC that, like, oh, God, we have to play them?
No.
Well, what do you mean by that? Because I would put the Steelers in there. If you host the Steelers, I think you don't want to do that. I don't think that's a good way to start a playoff run. I don't think physically getting beat up in an extra game is a great way to say, woo-wee, we're going to New Orleans.
Yeah,
I think the best way to start that is to sit home and watch somebody else get beat up by the Steelers or the Bengals, right? I mean, isn't that just obvious?
Obvious it's better.
Okay, so don't say it isn't.
But the hand-wringing that, oh, my God, you know,
What hand-wringing?
I see emails. They don't have a chance now. It's
done.
Oh,
okay. All right. Now, I'm with you then. Yeah. If people are saying they don't have a chance, that's stupid. I'm with you now, Fred.
I see tons of emails.
I've come to embrace Fred's straw man arguments now. No one might be saying it, but I'm with Fred. If people are saying that they have no chance now because they don't have a bye, that's stupid.
Called, like, crazy reactionary patriotsfans.com.
But Fred's right. I mean, the sheer past tells you alone to say that they don't have a chance when You know, Green Bay just did it, and the Giants just did it. That's stupid. Of course they have a chance.
It's harder. They're one of the best teams in football.
You know, it must be the people that follow me on Twitter are more nervous than – but it's, you know, a lot of just, oh, my God, you know, it's really going to be so hard now. Yes, it's harder, no doubt. But I'm not afraid of going to Denver.
It's not about
fear, though.
I'm
not afraid
of
Baltimore coming here in the wild, you know. Well, I think fans are. They're
but
afraid.
See, I
but
think
it's not
anyone
about
who
being
puts
afraid.
It one...
It's much harder. That's
yeah,
all,
I think
it's
that's the culmination of the, all of that.
That's all people
it's
are talking
about.
It's an
extra game against an extra team, and it's harder. That's harder.
Okay. You had to play Denver anyway.
Right.
So now you have to play them there while they don't have to play a game the week before.
Paul says it's a tough place to play.
That makes it unbelievably harder than it would have been had you won the game
Sunday
night.
Assuming the Patriots win first, assuming they have to play wild card and they beat, you know, Cincinnati or Baltimore, whoever they play, which isn't a given. I mean, those are going to be tough games.
Tough, physical games.
I think Cincinnati tougher than Baltimore at this point. But and they go to Denver. Are you going to be picking the Patriots or Denver?
Let me see what happens.
You know. Yeah, I don't know.
But I'll tell you this. Patriots. I wouldn't have to wait and see what happens if the Patriots were the number two and you're asking me Denver at New England. I wouldn't have to wait to see what happens on my pick.
But assuming,
that pick would be in by now. Right
health
now.
Is as it is now and Gronk comes back and Jermaine Cunningham is back and the things you expect to have
happen. Probably be picking the Patriots to win.
Yeah.
I'll wait and see what happens in the game.
I think they're the better team.
They have to play a game before they play Denver.
No, but he's saying they won the game.
Yeah,
and
but how did they win it?
And
let me see what happens in that game.
Well, yeah,
were they taken to the wire? Were they stressed at all? Or did they roll them like Jacksonville a couple years ago?
So the only way you're going to pick them is if they have an easy...
I didn't say the only way. I said, let me see what happens.
It's going to be one of those shows.
But again,
it's Tuesday. Well, Fred's going to say it's Tuesday, and Paul's going to say
just
you
so you
it
know,
might be Wednesday.
Just so you know.
I'll let you know after the show if it's
Fred's
Wednesday.
Fred's the one that's saying it's not Tuesday. Fred's saying it doesn't matter.
No,
and
I know.
I'm just telling you that they have to play a game now and then go on the road. That matters.
I got to deal with you two for the next 2 hours. Opposite ends of the spectrum.
Oh, you're
Mr. Highbrow.
Yeah.
No, I never said highbrow. Middle of the road.
All right. So what do you – I saw, of all people – Dan Shaughnessy wrote today that he thought it was a good loss. Now, there would be some people, including probably Bill Belichick, who would say there is no such thing as a good loss. What do you think? Was this a good loss? You know, scoring 28 points in 11 minutes against the 49ers. Now, I'm going to be a cynic here. You know, what was it? Which Smith was out with the elbow? Justin Smith. I think that made a big
difference. I do, too.
Clark Hagen's going out. I think that made a big difference.
I don't.
You know, and
Justin Smith made a big difference.
You know, and so I think it's great that they scored those 28 points, but that first half was
ridiculous. A good loss, but good things can come from the loss. I firmly believe that they are a better, tougher football team today
because
for having gone through that experience.
That's
and
fair.
I'm not talking about the comeback. I'm talking about literally. Yeah. I think they played a tough team, and while they dug a hole early with a lot of mistakes and a lot of problems, physically – they were able to come back. Now, I think the 49ers, A, dialed it back. I think they got a little cocky at 31-3. I saw a little strutting.
Yeah.
And,
they thought the game was
and Justin good. Smith came out of the game. Those are factors. But still, you physically were able to come back. I give them credit for that. And I think down the road, even if it's the Niners or the Steelers or the Bengals, physical defense is good. You're better suited to play those. You have an extra, you know, notch of experience that you can lean on. And I think that's good.
Yeah. So I was talking to a devout Denver Broncos fan.
A crazy Denver Broncos fan.
And he was saying, you know, the people in Denver are worried about the Patriots, just like
they should
the
be.
People in New England are worried about Denver. And that's the way it should be, I think. I liked hearing that because they should be worried. I mean, the Patriots are the best team in the AFC. I'm sorry. They are. And any team, home or away, should be worried about having to play Tom Brady and the Patriots.
Right.
But here, we forget about that. We're so
no, no one. Like, this only is... your three wackos that tweeted you forgot about that. That's it. You pretend like you're getting these thousands of emails and inundated.
My Twitter timeline was blown.
No, it wasn't. I can check it right now if you want me to. That's public space. I can go check.
No, I think when they reply, though, you don't see it on my timeline. Because I got a lot of replies.
Four?
I tweeted out that I'm not as worried about not having a bye this year as I was in past years. I still believe.
Well, part of the reason for that is the league stinks.
Yeah.
I get back to my main point.
Yes, I've said this year after year. in determining how good the Patriots are every year, we have to look at the competition. And the competition isn't that great this year.
If you,
in the AFC.
If this was a year where, you know, the 03-04 balanced Patriots, great teams, you sure as hell wouldn't want to have to play the Steelers before traveling to the Patriots. Right? But because you don't think Denver is all that good, you're not all that worried about it.
I think they're okay, but
in this year, they qualify as a good team,
right,
a bye team in this year.
Right.
That does not mean that they're an elite team you should fear.
Right.
You know, there's a heavyweight champion of the world right now in boxing,
right,
or maybe five of them.
Right.
None of them are Mike Tyson.
Muhammad Ali.
You don't look
right
at it the same way you would have looked having to fight Mike Tyson.
Well put in.
So do you think Denver fears the Patriots, right?
Well, I'm talking about fans. I'm not talking about the team.
No, I'm not. Yeah, okay. Fans.
You're talking about crazy fans.
Fred Kirsch of Denver, does he fear the Patriots? Probably,
yes.
Right?
Right.
But Fred Kirsch does not fear Denver.
No.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. What do you think would happen if you were playing Baltimore right now?
We would beat them.
Right. Because even though that they lost back in week three or whatever it was.
Things have changed.
Things have changed, right?
Arizona.
Don't you think Denver could look at it the same way? Yeah, well, I know we lost to them back in week whatever it was, 5 or 6 or 4. I don't know. When did they play?
Yeah, but they
early in the year. You know, and they've played much better since then. Right?
Not against good teams, not against the Patriots.
It's not their fault that they have.
Right.
Okay, we understood that when they played the Patriots, they lost.
Right.
Just like when the Patriots played Baltimore, the Patriots lost.
I think the Denver Broncos.
But Baltimore is not that team anymore, and I think Denver would argue they're not that team anymore either.
They may think they've gotten better.
Okay, all right. I just wanted to get that out in the open.
Think they've gotten better. But
does the Patriots defense think it has gotten better?
I don't know.
See, I really thought it had.
Has it?
Until Sunday.
Yeah, I think they
had
a
little. I don't think it was a good loss on Sunday.
I'm more disappointed in the fact that, you know, the 49ers were able to score 41 points. I'm more disappointed with that than the performance of the Patriots offense in the first half with all the turnovers. Because we all thought, okay, the 49ers don't score a lot of points, but now what will the Patriots be able to do against their defense? Well, they had trouble with both ways.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't stop Colin Kaepernick. And that bothers me more than the fumbling and the bumbling that the
offense had a lot of problems. There's no getting past that. The safeties, the corners, were kind of back to, you know, the back end of the defense. I didn't think the pass rush was very good. We were talking about Chandler Jones. I've been utterly disappointed with him the last couple of weeks. I don't know if he's still hurt.
Right.
He didn't even play a lot.
Right.
You know, he was on the sideline a lot. I don't know what that's all about. But that defense that made strides in confidence and performance took a step back.
And Gregory got dinged up and Dennard got dinged up. So, you know, that does bother me. But overall, I was more disappointed in the defense not doing what other teams have done to the 49ers, you know, than I was with the offense.
I agree with you.
Came out and they came out throwing, that's a good plan against the Patriots.
Yep.
Test them right away.
They weren't afraid to take chances,
even
to a fault. He threw a pick later where he was just saying, I'm just going to throw it.
We know what Frank Gore
can do. They can't stop it. I'm going to throw it.
Yeah, we know Frank Gore can do what he does. Let's see what Kaepernick, and I think they got that out away.
You know.
They established that early.
Kaepernick.
I was just going to let that be another McCurdy.
It's not like copper. It's Capper.
I agree with you, Fred, on the more disappointing part because I don't feel like the Patriots are going to turn the ball over 4 times in most games.
Right.
You know, they protect the football. They were out of character. It had a big part in this particular loss, the turnovers. But I don't worry about that being an epidemic. Well, if they do that in the if they do that in the playoff game, they're going to lose.
Right.
Well, but if you do that against good defenses. I mean, this was a test of a defense.
Yeah, no, I understand that, but
I don't
think that they will turn the ball over 4 times as a rule. Now, if they do, they're going to lose.
Right.
But they play bad offenses, and they don't always give up 41 points. They give up 41 points to a bad offense. That's kind of can't be fixed. You know, that's kind of what the defense is. I 41, okay, that's more than. You know, I think the turnovers had something to do with it being 41.
Yeah, set them up in some good
turnovers,
position.
Bad special
teams. But
then
again, you know, 49ers could have had more points, but they made some mistakes
too.
Oh,
the 49ers left tons of points on the field. When they were up 31-3, it easily could have been about 51-3. I mean,
on the other hand, you could say, well, they fumbled it 3 times, and each time they recovered it except once, you know, so those were lucky.
But
for
even
them,
on plays
know.
That they didn't re- that that they
Wait,
recovered
they put on the ground 6 times.
Yeah,
what's that?
It was 5 of 6.
Right.
Yeah.
But they scored points. One of them was a 4th down that they didn't lose, but it cost them a 4th and an inch that they would have gotten. And you know, stuff like that. The Delanie Walker fumble, which I still can't understand why it was a fumble when he get hit right as soon as he caught the ball. Those took points off the board. You know, those were huge, yeah. huge turnovers for them.
Yep. Great game, though. That's the one thing I'll say.
One of the
sloppy.
Most
sloppy. I mean, there was bad to it, but if you wanted to break it down by, like, it would take you forever to go through all the interesting and unique things,
there
turnovers,
was periods
everything.
Of alternate periods of brilliance for both teams in just utter ineptitude.
Right.
I have to give, on
the blog, John in L.A., you know, celebrity John in L.A.,
yes.
Said 31-3, I just have a feeling the Patriots are going to come back in this game, and they certainly did.
No, John in L.A., not Johnny in L.A.
No, John in L.A.
I just want to clarify.
In plain sight, John.
Okay.
He said they're going to come back, and they did. They just couldn't. That special teams breakdown, and then, of course, the Crabtree catch, I mean, that was just so ridiculous. How often do you see that where a team, you know, does a great thing, and then they let down in special teams, and the other team gets the momentum right back? That was just so disappointing.
And a disappointing play.
This wasn't like
Michael Crabtree is not an elusive receiver. Yeah. He's a possession type guy. He's not a dynamic athlete.
Right.
And for Arrington, I mean, did he touch him? Did he even get a fingertip
barely.
On him? Like,
yeah.
That was a bad play.
Yeah, they got caught in a blitz there, and it hurt him. But
yeah, but he's a guy.
To
I
me,
mean, look at Arrington. Okay, you're not going to be a great
just
cover
tackle
guy.
Him. It's an 8-yard.
You're not
game.
A cover guy, but you were the team's best special teamer 3 years ago, making 25 tackles in like 8 games or whatever. Like that's what you need to be good at. If you can't tackle at the line of scrimmage, well then you can't play. You're not good enough.
Right. Yeah, that was a disappointing play, no question about it. But then the offense has two more chances after that and did nothing with them.
Well, that's because I think the defense started to dial itself back up again.
Well, that's what I'm saying.
The defense definitely, for 49ers, shut it down.
But then
they got caught.
And the Patriots have the holding on the return, and they're down to the 3-yard line.
Well, but the possession before that, they got the ball on the 25 and then threw two straight passes to Welker to get to midfield. First and 10 at the 50, down 38-31. I mean, don't tell me any of us thought that the Patriots weren't going to go down and score, just a matter of how quickly. And they go incomplete, sack, punt.
Well, everyone, you know, I said to him it was funny because they had their worst third down day, like ever, like in 10 years. They had a castle one in there against Pittsburgh that was bad. But for Brady, you have to go back to, I think, 03 for a game this bad on third down. But on fourth down, they were 5 of 6 or 4 or 5. But that just proves it. This is an offense that when it's trying to do stuff like that, doesn't go to fourth down. It hits 10 on first down. It hits 7 and then 10. It hits, you know, it's first down, second down. It doesn't get, you know when it doesn't? When it's trying to come back in a Super Bowl and the game peters out. When it looks bad, that's what it looks like. You get to third and fourth down. When it's looking good and they're coming back, it never gets to third and fourth down.
Clearly, if they play this team again, they're going to have to think of something because I think they're mismatched up front.
Well, like, I think they're mismatched. It's the one defense that I think says, let's play.
Yeah.
I don't need to play any games with scheme and all this personnel. My defensive guy, my 11... match up with your 11. Let's do this.
And I did like the line from Shaughnessy. You know, this is one of few teams that realize that they don't have to wet their pants when they play Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Right.
You know, the fake punt early on. I you know, you have to say they're here to win.
Jim, well, that's Harbaugh. That's
coming
how out
with
played. My balls but hanging out.
But you know what, Fred? You make a great point because we just saw the week before another so-called contender came in and did exactly what they normally do every other game and didn't treat it any differently. Well, Harbaugh is just like that. That's what they want to do is run Frank Gore between the tackles. They want to go run. You know, maybe we'll have a run-pass option on third down with Kaepernick. We'll try to control the game that way. We don't want to make any mistakes. We'll play with our defense. They knew they couldn't do that this week.
Right.
So they came out and threw the ball all over the place. They didn't throw it a lot for the game.
Right.
But they got points on the board by scoring with passes. And I think he threw on the first three plays or something like that.
First three, 5 of 6.
And then they go deep for the touchdown to take the lead. Gary Kubiak wasn't willing to do that. That's what they needed. That's what Houston needed to do.
Gary Kubiak is just like a backup quarterback. Yeah, I'm happy to be here. And Jim Harbaugh's a gamer.
But that's another part of it, though, that I would say not to fear. I don't fear anyone. That's why I don't like the terminology you use. I'm not afraid of them. I'm not either. I'm not afraid of any team. But Houston might look at that and say, we had a bad game plan there. We went about it all wrong. We're better than that. We played right into their hands.
I'm hoping Houston did that immediately after losing the game. It didn't take necessarily a week later.
No. I'm saying Kubiak is flying home and saying played right into their hands.
Because if he needed to wait a week to know that, then he shouldn't be the head coach of the Texans.
No. Well, you know, and maybe the next time, you know, he goes about it a little bit differently.
No, the worst thing about losing.
He doesn't have the personnel, though. That's
maybe Schaub can't do even what Kaepernick did.
Oh, I think Schaub can, but I think a lot of the tone of this game was set by the 49ers defense. It's what we talked about coming in. And you know, our guy, Paul and I debated how good that defense was. Is it the best defense in the NFL since the 0-0 Ravens? And I actually heard Trent Dilfer say that. He believes it's the best NFL defense, and he obviously played with that team and is now analyzing the NFL his job. But that's an elite defense, and we didn't know how the Patriots offensive line that's banged up would face pressure like that. We didn't know how receivers would face getting banged around. I mean, we saw, and I wrote this in the Read and React in PFW, Aaron Hernandez gets his head knocked off, and on the next play, he bumbles a ball into an interception.
Right.
Now, on a stat sheet or whatever, those aren't necessarily related, but on the football field, I think they are.
Oh,
you know,
absolutely.
That's what football is all about.
Andy and I had a conversation about it, and I said, if I'm San Francisco, I'll take that penalty any day of the week.
Sure.
I don't think it was a vicious cheap shot.
I actually
don't
think it should have been.
I'm not condoning, you know, trying to hurt people. In today's NFL, it was probably a penalty. But it was not anything vicious. It was below the shoulders. So he dislodges the ball with a big hit. Okay, it's a personal foul penalty. I can live with it because I think that what you saw in the very next play is something that you could foresee happening.
And I'll figure out a way to pay his fine when he gets it.
There's also, I just want to, another thing I wrote, but Patrick Willis is phenomenal.
Watch
him run all over the field, and I'm all for Gerard Mayo. I think he has broken out this year into a different kind of player. But Patrick Willis, he's like in the middle of the field playing the run. Then the next thing you look, and somehow he's with like Brandon Lloyd in the safety down the field. Then he's covering somebody one-on-one outside the numbers.
He's a freak.
He is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, he's a freak. The worst thing about losing the game, besides making the bye that much more difficult, is the fact that Eric was right. He's strutting around like a little peacock
after the
game.
He wasn't really right. When you just keep predicting it, sooner or later, you're going to be right.
But
I was right.
When Moss caught that.
I had Houston and then.
When Moss caught that first touchdown, I noticed a little fist pump by him.
No.
He also said there was going to be no touchdown scored in the game. I was ready to kill him.
Yeah, he also said there was no touchdown.
He said it was going to be 18-15.
No touchdowns.
You don't get credit for being right.
That's completely wrong.
Good call by you. First contribution ever by you.
All right.
He said 18-15 with no touchdowns.
So when he's here,
when it's 41-34, you were about as right as I was last week.
When he's here, we'll say that he was wrong. And then
dead
when
wrong.
He says, oh, what do you mean? You know, but he, little fist pump when Moss caught that touchdown.
That's a fireable offense.
It could be.
I've never gotten caught doing that.
No cheering in the press box.
Getting caught. All right, webradio@patriots.com is the email address, 508-298-0398. Everybody wants to talk about this game. Let's go to the Ace Ticket Hotline. Eldridge is in North Carolina. Eldridge, you got a lot of people lined up. What do you got, quick?
Hey, fellas, I'm going to make it real quick. I don't know why y'all haven't seen this before, but every time we face a physical defense that's going to run and cover our receivers in the beginning, they shut them down a little bit until they do them rub routes and get away. And our defense, I don't know why they play quarters all night, because fast receivers, good tight end, and the quarterback that can throw in the running game, that hurts us all the time. That reminds me of the Super Bowl last year, except they didn't have the last 4 minutes to win the game. They were kicking our butt in the beginning. And then Brady played his best. Supporting cast let us down like they did in the Super Bowl. Yep. Alligator arms, don't want to catch, and run it. And Brent should have caught that touchdown in the end zone when Brown was on him. But he had balls in his hand. He should have caught it. And like I said, you brought back a Jag, and you let somebody else go that might have helped us.
Wait, who we let go? Whoa. I can't let that go. Who do we let go?
Well, like I said, I can't see anything wrong with Star Wars because I couldn't see.
He's in a walking boot.
He does have a boot on his foot.
That's bull. That's something like y'all said last week.
If they had kept Stallworth, he wouldn't be playing.
Listen, I don't think
they could have kept him. They went to the game with 52.
Right.
They didn't need to get rid of Stallworth.
I don't think he needed to be on IR, but he had something that was going to prevent him from playing Sunday.
I can't see how somebody that finally we had somebody that can catch something and run it in, and the next game he's on IR, but pre-shows and all that, he's smiling, running, jumping, he played the whole game. I can't see the IR. I can't never see that. I'm sorry, I can't see that one.
Okay, so you think he's wearing a protective boot on his foot for no reason? It's just to make us look like that we think he's hurt.
Think about it, man. He played the whole game.
He played 20 plays. And the last play he played in the game was the touchdown. He didn't play another play after that.
I seen him play the whole game.
He didn't play another play after that. He played in 20 snaps, according to the NFL.com stats. And the last play he participated in was the 63-yard touchdown.
Somebody else wearing number 19 then, because I saw the whole
game. All right. Well, I'm just telling you what NFL.com has for the stats.
I don't think Eldridge did play after
now
that.
Paul trusts NFL.com. He's been making fun of that website for 5 years.
Not what is the site? It's NFL.
He's been making fun of that, too.
What is
the
Patriots
had a 97-yard touchdown on from the 3-yard line,
and then it changed it to 91.
But then again, two more things. I'm gonna let it go. Okay, why when Dennard got hurt? I don't know why they would put Dennard on Moss in the first place. When Dennard got hurt, they didn't move McCourty to corner and Chong to safety, and instead of putting no count Arrington there.
Yeah, but Gregory got hurt too. So well, that, you know, so
Gregory got hurt towards the end of the game.
Yeah, I think at this point McCourty's your safety. I think right. Bill wants that continuity back.
It seems like okay, everybody wanted him there, and now they don't want him there.
That, but he does some good plays. The other plays, he don't get there fast enough. Look,
the
secondary's still not good. I don't know how you want us to tell you.
Yeah, the problem.
I want to know who on San Francisco is fast. Fast receivers. Who's fast?
That's what I was trying to say.
Crabtree's not fast.
Right.
The tight end.
He is fast.
He's an athletic fast tight end, like your athletic fast tight end in Hernandez.
What did he do?
They're not fast. They got buys, didn't they? They got buys, right?
Vernon Davis? Moss caught two passes.
One catch for 10 yards. He got buys?
Moss caught two passes in the game.
Kaepernick didn't connect with
him. Yeah, there was one where he was open.
Yeah, there's a lot of guys open, but he didn't kill us.
No, he didn't kill us because Kaepernick didn't hit him. Other than that, he was running power.
Well, I'm going to tell you, the secondary is still not good. Brian Hartline didn't kill us because Tannehill didn't hit him.
Right.
There's been guys open every week. I don't know what, and Tlaib, to me, continues to struggle. Dennard struggled. He let Moss get by him. I don't know how you want to explain it other than this secondary that is a work in progress that had been showing signs of getting better took a step back.
And I don't mean to pick on Eldridge because he's not alone. A lot of people, every time they lose a game, it's the same old thing. And I know it wasn't conventional. Because what Andy said about the San Francisco defense actually happened on the field. But they still, at the end of the day, wound up with 34 points. And even if you want to call it 31 and take away the last meaningless field goal. I'm sorry, they had enough points to win.
Yeah.
The defense,
against
you know,
that team, you know, what were they averaging on offense? 24 points?
And if it wasn't the way the game started.
I would use the against that team both ways. You don't expect to give up more than 31 to that offense. And if you said we're playing the best scoring defense in football, one that Trent Dilfer says is the best defense in 12 years, and you score 31 against that defense, that should be enough to win.
And give up the ball four times.
Yeah, it's...
You know, you gave up the ball four times and still scored 31.
I certainly think you can spin this as there's a lot of things that you could sell to yourself as learning experience, build from, good stuff, proved things. But the one thing you're back to is the defense. The problem that's been the problem since week one.
That's
why I agree with Fred to say that's the more disappointing thing because that was, to me, a continuation of what's been problematic. There were some signs there with Miami and then more impressively with Houston that they were sort of getting it and turning it around. Mm-hmm. Now, maybe this was a one-game blip on the radar, but I thought, you know, like I said, I thought they were put in some bad spots, and they did come up with some plays in some of those bad spots, but they also gave up almost 400 yards to an offense that's not built to put that kind of production up there like that.
But, man, they professionals. They've been playing this game a long time. You one game make you change the way you feel, you're in the wrong business.
Chris with a TIN. Christian's on the line. Hey, Christian.
Hey, oh, my God, what are we going to do? We don't have a bye. We're not going to win. Oh
I know. It's unbelievable.
Now, Christian, let me ask you something. Have you heard that a lot in all seriousness?
Yeah, on message boards and stuff.
Oh, okay, message. Okay.
Is this that message board that's called Crazy Patriots Fans Who Follow FredKirsch.com?
Yeah. No, I was wondering if, like, people on ESPN were saying write off the Patriots because they don't have a bye.
No,
or
I'm not talking about
talk radio, you know, Jerry Callahan.
I don't care about
the people who you might actually respect.
I know, but I care about Patriots Nation, and I got to make sure we're okay before I deal with the ESPN.
So would you say that? No, I'm not even going to get into it.
There's a lot of people out there that because the only way that we have gotten to Super Bowls is with the bye, say that we can't do it.
Right.
And you look at seasons like 06 and where they had to go on the road and they didn't get there, okay? Right.
But they didn't get there because they weren't good enough. You know,
I understand that.
They might have been able to get there had they been able to play at home.
I don't think so. They weren't good enough.
Well, see, I think if they play the Colts at home in that
game, they
win. You
know what the same thing is? You start Eric Alexander. You start, what's your guy's name? Bumbo. You start those kind of guys on defense, you lose. That's the trend here that I see.
And, you know, that was a great team we played Sunday. And I think that's probably the best defense that they're going to face all year. I really do.
There's no question. There's not even a close second.
And it's the same formula that it has been now for the past 3-4 years. You line up, you whack them around, okay?
Yep.
You get to them. And now, credit San Francisco. When they went for that fake punt, I was watching the game with about four of my friends. And there was like dead silence because it was like, well, yep. This team is here. They came to play now.
Absolutely.
You guys are right. This isn't Gary Kubiak. This is, we know what we got to do to beat him, and we're going to do it.
You got to give him credit.
Yeah, and I do. And the biggest pleasant surprise for me was Lloyd.
Yeah,
and,
I agree.
And,
sure.
And 10 catches, 190 yards. What can you say? Most of them coming in the second half, obviously, when they were doing the hurry up, but still he made the plays.
Yeah, and a lot of them were not easy catches.
You know,
along the sideline.
That catch down the sideline was great.
Toe tappers.
Yeah.
Yep.
And, you know, is the road harder? Of course it is.
Yeah.
Is Denver playing better? Of course they are. Me, personally, I don't care how great Denver plays on defense. I just don't think they can match up with us offensively. Okay? And that's how I look at it. I just think matchup-wise, once we get Gronk back,
right,
that they can't match up.
And by the way, next time, if we do get to play San Francisco, Gronk will be in the game. Whole different ball game.
And we don't turn the ball over four times.
That's right.
I can't take it away from San Francisco. They play a great game.
So it's four games to glory instead of three.
That's all.
No big deal.
That's all. Everybody's just got to relax.
We're good.
Have a cookie.
Yeah.
They're not here yet.
They're here.
That's
I would.
Why we're cranky.
All right. Thanks, Christian.
All right.
All right. Let's go to, let's see.
By the way, these coffee mugs are 24 ounces. Is that healthy?
Oh, by the way, yeah. Who 24 ounces. What's the
Nelson
name of the
in New Hampshire.
Our buddy Nelson.
Nelson.
Nelson in New
came
Hampshire
in for the
came down
social.
With a Dunkin' Donuts care package that included mugs, but also a Keurig.
Orange mugs.
Coffee machine with K-cup, Dunkin' K-cups.
Oh, yeah.
So, Nelson, thank you so much. That'd be good. We're going to be wired
so
now.
So, in future shows when I'm going,
non-caffeine for Andy.
Hey.
We'll have to find the non-caffeine
K-cups.
They have
K-cups. Hot chocolate, too, you know.
So, thank you, Nelson.
See your shoulders.
Appreciate that. Let's go to Gabe in Minnesota. Hey, Gabe.
Hey, guys. Great to be on the show.
Welcome aboard, eh?
Thank you. Hey, I just wanted to talk a couple things. You know, Danny Woodhead, for as sometimes he's, you know, not perfect and everything, but he has shown up in some big spots. And my question is, will they use him a little more just because of his productivity? I'm a 5'5 guy, so I he's an inspiration to us all.
He's definitely a baller.
And, yeah.
But the only reason I think they kind of had to use him because Vereen and Ridley had trouble holding on to the ball. I think it was a matter of circumstance.
Well, the running game was eliminated.
And I think the 49ers were, if there was something they were going to allow, that was it. Danny Wood.
Okay.
You know.
Sure. Lloyd showed up big. I don't know, guys. It was a bummer of a game, as far as us goes. But you know, we fought back. We got to see Brady fight back, and you know what? I'm not promising a Super Bowl by no means, but it's going to be a fun ride either way.
Sure, it is, Gabe. I like your outlook.
Good Absolutely. Stuff, Gabe.
I think there is definitely things to build on from the game.
Now he brought up the watching Tom Brady fight back, and I actually answered an Ask PFW that was questioning Brady's fire of late. Doesn't feel like he, you know, he said, I see turnovers, and he doesn't look like he wants to make the tackle, which I thought was weird when he made a tackle for the first time in since 2004.
Oh my God.
And, you know, said, you know, we saw a little bit of it last week when he had that first down run, and he got up all, but he hasn't done that as much lately, and he's not headbutting people, and I just couldn't have disagreed anymore.
Yeah, that,
you know,
that's
the only
really...
time I've ever questioned his fire was in, like, April when he goes to Costa Rica instead of working out. But on the field, I think he's every bit as competitive, if not more so, because he's aware of his football mortality. As much as he says, I want to play 10 more years, he knows that, you know, every one of these he should cherish. And I think he really understands that. And I've seen the fire nonstop on the sideline, on the field. I haven't seen one hint of anything that tells me he doesn't have as much fire.
I agree. Dwight's in Alabama. Hey, Dwight.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good.
Hey, Dwight.
Roll Tide.
Shut up, Andy. last week when I called in, I was dead wrong about the game, but I'm not mad or upset about the game. I understood that we were down 31-3, and me personally, I cut off the game. I was like, Lord Jesus, 31-3. Then one of my friends texted me, said New England was coming back, so I cut on the game, and the score is 31-24. I'm like, what in the world just happened?
Wait, what were you doing in between, exactly?
Losing my mind.
But, like, were you watching TV, something else? Were you pacing? Were you drinking?
I cut off the TV, got on my tablet, and watched YouTube.
I think that's so funny.
How do you watch YouTube? You just look for funny videos?
Oh, yeah. Isn't that what people do?
Okay.
Yeah.
People do that?
Oh, yeah.
Then when the game got 31-31, I was like, okay, we got this. Then LaMichael James. So what I got from the game is that I know we had a lot of turnovers and the game was out of hand the first half, but that second half told me we can hang with that kind of defense. As long as the offense does not turn the ball over and the special teams is on their game and the defense play 95% better, we can hang with that defense.
Wait, what did you just say? Did you say 95% as long as the offense better. Makes no mistakes, the special teams makes no mistakes, and the defense is 95% better? I agree with that wholeheartedly. We will win the Super Bowl if we can do that year on out.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
But it was a great game overall. I know we lost, but I actually feel kind of good about where the team is going still.
Are the Patriots going to win the Super Bowl?
In my opinion, yes.
Okay.
And we'll play the 49ers again, and it will be a different outcome because Gronk will be there.
Okay.
You're on the record.
I like it, Dwight. Thanks for the call.
I think Gronk, you know, it's going to be interesting to see what kind of a difference he makes against the defense like that, because on one hand, you could say he could help in pass protection. But I'm not sure he's a great matchup for them with those linebackers.
I'm not sure he's a great matchup, but I think he gives you something that you didn't have in terms of
he's a guy
offensively who's built like their defense. Big, strong, fast, athletic, versatile, cocky, young. You know, he is one of those linebackers, except he plays tight end.
Yeah, I mean,
and I'm not saying he would have 9 catches for 170 yards, but I think he might have 3 or 1 in the end zone where he turns to Patrick Willis and spikes it in his face. And
yeah, don't misunderstand me and say it's not better to have him. I mean, that's
because otherwise I think the Patriots offense is soft as putty. I mean, Welker is what he is. He's tough as nails for a guy that's 5'8 and a slot receiver. And I think Brandon Lloyd, we've seen he's soft. He's an outside guy.
Yeah, yeah.
And Hernandez is a soft pass-catching tight end. The physical, manly, whatever you want, is Gronk. And he wasn't there.
Let's go to Al in New Jersey. Hey, Al.
Hey, guys. You know, I talked to you last week, and I had said that, you know, the one thing I was concerned with, you know, I knew that the San Fran could not win the game unless they had the turnovers, because that's why they won the game, because of the turnovers in the first half. And you know what? As far as the who fears the Pats, everyone in the AFC fears the Pats. They may not say it, but nobody wants to face them.
Of course
not. You
know
what? If the Pats won the game, would you still think they are the best team to beat? Because they only lost the game by 7 points, and they could have won that game. So is your thinking different because they lost this game? Because my opinion, this is an eye-opener, and I'm going to tell you why. You may not agree with me. Ridley's a fumbler. He fumbled in the Houston game. He fumbled this game. Green, I think, had the ball knocked out of his hand, and the ball wasn't even hit out of his hand. And I think this is an eye-opener for Belichick that, you know what, you may want the run game, but it only should be complementary, because this team is Brady first, then the run team, just to keep the defense honest.
You're speaking Paul's language.
I couldn't agree more.
But isn't that what it's been all year?
Yeah. Well, to me, when they've been successful, that's when it's been all year.
Well,
I think there have been times like on Sunday night, and I think it's going to back up his point, that the first drive, they come out, and I think they got like 9 yards on a pass, or 8 yards on a pass, and they ran, and they punted. That was their first 3-and-out. I don't like not putting the ball in Brady's hands. I'm not saying never run the ball. I'm not saying let's throw the ball 68 right. times and not run it once. But I think that they do get a little bit too conscious of the balance. I know a lot of people make a big deal of the 100 yards and they win. Yeah, I'm not a big proponent of that. I'm with you.
When you look at the Ravens, and this is my opinion, when you look at the Raven game that they lost, Arizona, Seattle, those were all games that they wanted to run the ball. They had the lead, or it was a close game, they wanted to run the ball rather than put it in Brady's hand and let him throw. Because I think this game is going to be an eye-opener that they have the offense to put it in Brady's hand. And I'm not saying take the run away completely, but it should only be complimentary. Do you want Ridley with the ball in the Super Bowl? And by the way, they are going to the Super Bowl. There's no doubt in my mind. This game did not change my... They needed a bad game. You know, but I wanted to ask you a play on the game, in the game, with Aqib Talib. He did get a pass interference, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Earlier. And in fact, you know, he had the coverage there, but he just did not turn his head around. And it's almost as though he really didn't even touch him, or if the head had
you know,
turned,
and that's what Collinsworth said. He never turned around, and that's why they called it.
He killed him.
No, he never touched him, Paul.
Oh, my God.
He never touched him. He never touched him.
He never made contact.
This is unbelievable how you can look at the same play and see two totally different things.
I was watching it. He never made contact.
He was beaten badly. Crabtree came back for the ball, and there was contact.
Crabtree did a good job of throwing his hands up into the
tree. He put his hands right into him. No.
The only thing didn't watch it then.
No, I did. I watched it several times.
The guy that made that call was 35 yards away from the play. That's what irritated me.
But he was looking right at it. I was about 400 yards away, and I saw it from the press box.
I saw the replay several times.
That doesn't throw a flag.
And I thought at first, oh, easy call. And then I realized, and then I saw it a few times.
Then you realized it was actually against the Patriots, and you changed your mind.
He actually never made contact, but, you know, he never turned around.
Okay.
Well, I got a cure for this, because we have a big problem with them not turning their heads. Either we put, everyone has a red light that they flash in the stands, or you put a rear view mirror on the front of the helmet so they can see the flight of the ball.
It's impossible to turn your head when you're beaten that badly.
Where was the receiver, Al?
The guy.
Where was the receiver?
I think he was in front of him.
Are we thinking about the same play? Because I'm thinking about a play in front of the Patriots bench that Crabtree was about 4 yards behind.
Right. Beat him terribly. Tlaib's trying to catch
Tlaib
up.
Tlaib was desperately running with his hands waving.
When you're running at full speed at a guy, you can't turn your head or you won't get there.
Is that the play we're talking about, right?
Yeah, that's the play I'm thinking.
Okay.
So there's nothing.
They weren't even close. He was desperately chasing from behind.
Definitely.
Crabtree was behind him, not in front of
him. Right.
Okay, I may be mistaken. I'm going to go back to my TV because I do tape all their games. Also, you know, guys, I have the Patriots football daily.
It
happens to be.
Thank you.
I want to tell you something. It is great. It is fantastic. And I get all my information, and I'm on like 24/7. So keep putting more information.
Thank you, Al. Thank you for that.
Thank you, guys. It's a pleasure to talk to you.
All right.
You know, I call the radio stations in New York all the time, and I want to tell you something. Frustration when I call there, but I'll tell you what they did say. They did make Mike Francesa made a comment yesterday that Brady comeback was probably could have been one of the greatest comebacks as far as Brady. He really gave him props yesterday.
And it was good. Thanks, Al. You know, the problem is he didn't finish the job. You know, 28 points in 11 minutes against that defense is great. But then, like Paul said, they had a couple more chances later.
I totally agree with you, Fred. If they had gotten back to 31-24 and then drove late and fell short, I think it would have been more impressive than what they did.
Yeah.
Because I think he had the game tied and then plenty of time, no desperation, and they couldn't get it done.
Right.
I'm not taking anything away from Brady. It wasn't Brady's fault that it didn't get done.
Right.
Because I agree with some of the other callers that was saying he was let down a little bit. I think Hernandez had 10 catches for like 90 yards. I think he was thoroughly unimpressive in the game.
And he was targeted 19 times.
And he dropped about half of the ones that he didn't catch.
Right. They got to work on that. I underestimated the weather a little bit. I think that ball must have been a little bit more slippery than I thought it was. You know, the temperature was just at that point where the ball was a little harder, a little bit more slippery, and I think it did make a difference. But both teams had to play under the same conditions.
The umpire, I will say, did a great job of keeping it in that little pouch.
Keeping what in the little?
The ball. He kept it like in a little pouch right until the center got over it.
All right. With that, let's take a quick break. The lines are full, but we need to take a break here. Pay some bills. We'll be right back.
Ah, that is the unmistakable scent of smoked sausage in this Dunkin' Donuts breakfast sandwich.
Yeah, you mentioned that 4 whiffs ago.
True smoked sausage deliciousness must be treasured.
Hurry in today for the unmistakable taste of the smoked sausage breakfast sandwich from Dunkin' Donuts. It's deliciously irresistible. America runs on Dunkin'. Price of participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Stop by Dunkin' Donuts and get a freshly brewed coffee. America runs on Dunkin'.
My name is Terry, and not too long ago, I couldn't tell a first down from a touchdown, a flea flicker from a flea circus. But then, I got NFL Mobile from Verizon. I can watch every Thursday, Sunday, and Monday night NFL game live, right on my smartphone.
Nice call on the game yesterday, Terry.
I told you they couldn't stop the run. Plus, with access to NFL Network, I can watch highlights whenever I want.
Huge fantasy week. How did you know to start Mayo?
Woman's intuition, I guess. And with NFL Red Zone, I won't miss a touchdown on Sunday afternoons.
Up top, T-Mac.
You know it.
Offense is looking good, huh, Terry?
Good? They've been lethal in the red zone, Tim. Lethal. Rookie.
With NFL Mobile on Verizon 4G LTE, no one will know the game better than you. Call Star NFL to get it now. Verizon, official wireless provider of the New England Patriots. Airtime, message, and data rates may apply. Available on select smartphones. Coverage not available everywhere. Remember, don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. An exciting Patriots season is here, and Ace Ticket is proud to be the official fan travel partner of the New England Patriots. Ace Ticket is your trusted source. We have the best seats at the lowest prices for all your favorite Boston teams. Ace Ticket is now selling Celtics tickets to all games, with free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or right across the street from Boston Garden. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Want to be a Patriots season ticket holder? Join the Patriots season ticket holder waitlist and get in the game. Be first in line to purchase Patriots season tickets as they become available and receive exclusive access to the Patriots ticket exchange and other amenities such as access to playoff tickets, Gillette Stadium concert pre-sales, and much more. Get on the list. Get in the game. Visit patriots.com/the list to join today.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Contractors, having trouble getting a construction bond? Did you miss the chance to bid a job because your agent didn't support you? Give me a call. My name is Brent Cross. I want to be your bond agent. Call 800-999-7345. That's 800-999-7345. Online at crossagency.com. Cross Insurance is one of New England's largest providers of construction bonds. Don't miss out on any more work. Cross Insurance, the official insurance broker of the New England Patriots.
Sullivan Tire and Auto Repair is your Bridgestone Tire headquarters in New England. We have thousands of quality Bridgestone tires in stock at great prices. Save big on such tires as the Bridgestone Dueler HL Alenza, Turanza EL400, the Dueler HT and AT, and the Potenza G019 Grid. And if you're looking for a quality tire to get you through the winter, we have Bridgestone Blizzak tires in stock right now. We have Bridgestone tires in stock no matter what you drive. Remember that we are New England's headquarters for top flight maintenance, with over 100 ASE-certified master technicians on our staff, utilizing state-of-the-art diagnostic equipment. Plus, you'll find easy online appointments, comfortable waiting areas with free Wi-Fi, free shuttle service, over 65 locations across New England, and the best customer service in the industry. Check out our everyday low prices now on Bridgestone Tires and make your appointment today at SullivanTire.com. We're always here to get you there.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. It's time to get down to the oldies with Paul Perillo.
Paul, big news in the disco. Donna Summer is dead.
No!
What did she sing?
Hot Stuff, Bad Girls.
Last Dance, right?
Last Dance.
That's what everybody part. Knows her for. She works hard for her money on the radio. Fred likes to paint this picture of me, you know, at the discos in my prime.
He's still paying.
I would have had to have been about four at the discos.
Patch
I like disco.
Donna
I'm
Summer.
Not afraid to admit it.
You had a Donna Summer album?
Oh, yeah. More than one.
Oh, yeah.
I love disco. I do. Still do.
Now, back to the Disco Kings of PFW in Progress. Paul Boogie Nights Perillo and Fred Roller Coaster of Love Kirsch.
Roller Coaster of Love.
All right, welcome back to PFW in Progress. Nice little ad in there about the Patriots mobile apps that Kevin did. Want to remind people of the iPad app as well with all the PFW content. Patriots football
daily.
Right.
And the droid coming soon.
So if you
right.
So if you plan to get that special Patriots fan in your life an iPad this Christmas, make sure that you also get them an iTunes card so that they can immediately go and download Patriots football daily. So that's we're excited about that. Everybody loves it. It's good.
Everybody loves it. You haven't had one complaint?
Nope.
Really?
Nope.
That's pretty impressive.
So we're very happy with that. A lot of calls, a lot of emails.
He has heard people say the Patriots have no chance now that they don't have a bye, but he hasn't had any complaints about the new app.
So somehow the people that can't run our website have done a fine job with the app.
Well, the website.
Why are still screen problems, still issues there?
I think that's it. It's got to be individual because every time we try to replicate the problem, we can't.
And we have the worst internet in the world.
Right.
And also
that
every time someone now complains about it, there's like 10 people that say, I have no problem.
I know, but I still think.
I know. It's not perfect. It's imperfect. I mean, it's,
even if people have slow internet,
you know,
have we added too much? Is the thing itself too,
no,
that it doesn't work well enough?
Cell phones are ubiquitous, but there are times when you try to make a call, depending
everywhere.
On where you are, you can't make a call. It's just one of those things. It's an imperfect thing because
it
it's wireless. There's a lot of factors out there. But, you know, if you do have a problem, be specific in what you send us. And I'm being in all serious. Tell us what phone you're on, you know, whether it's a Samsung or an iPhone or whatever, what your carrier is, AT&T, Verizon. Try to give us as much circumstantial evidence as you can so that we can try to replicate and see what's going on. Just saying the stream's not playing, we need to know that, but there's more to
streams.
It than that.
While fueling me to yell at Ferreira, that really doesn't help.
Yeah, right. So give us as much info as you can, and then we can try to replicate it and see if there's something specific to what you're doing or not doing that we can help you with.
Help us help you.
Right. 508-298-0398 is the Ace Ticket Hotline. Webradio at Patriots.com is the email address. Let's try to clear out the phone so we can get to some emails. Michelle's in Stockholm. Michelle, how you doing?
I'm great, guys. How are you?
Good.
Great.
Great. Awesome. I just thought that the San Francisco O-line played a lot better than I thought. I thought we were going to be able to get a lot more pressure than we did. And that's, I thought our secondary got really exposed.
Yeah.
And really, Brady got hit a couple times and sacked, whatever. But Logan Mankins is the difference in that O-line. The way he plays, he's so fierce. He gets in people's faces. He's like, I just love that. You can't replace him. Like, yeah.
I would agree with both of what you said. A, I was disappointed in the pass rush. Chandler Jones, to me, I don't know what's going on there. Ninkovich, I know he got there late, but not consistently enough. Their pass rush has taken a little bit of a step back from when I thought it was actually building. And then with the Mankin things, yes, I don't think he's anywhere near 100% and at his best right now, but he brings an edge. You know, I was talking earlier that Gronk is a guy that can bring that kind of an – he certainly brings an edge to every play he's out there.
He does. His attitude is just like up in their faces. And he did that in the Houston game, too. I think it was in the first series. He got up there and mixing it up.
Yep.
He's like, I just wish they were all a little bit more feisty. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. But the only time I saw Chandler Jones, he was sitting on his butt doing God knows what. I don't know.
Yeah.
But and then the fumbling concerning, of course, but I think it was the weather and the wet falls, like Andy wanted to point out last week. And Kaepernick, he must have small hands because he was struggling on his center.
Oh, he does.
Ball.
No, they showed a close-up. He clearly has close hands. They don't wrap around the balls as long as Brady's does.
Balls?
Yeah.
The balls. Yeah. Oh. It was the wet ball, yeah.
Yeah, it was the wet ball and small hands.
Yeah. It's not a good combination.
Nope.
But I don't think the only thing that concerns me with playing one more game is obviously the health of the team. Like, I mean, we're pretty banged up.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the only concern. But then going on the road, I mean, who knows what Peyton's going to be like outside in Denver in cold weather. I mean, has that ever – I can't remember him playing, like, I don't know, has he ever?
Wait, didn't he have a big win in Denver?
The road to New Orleans is paved with Elvis logos. I'm not worried. I'm not worried.
I think he set an all-time record.
Yeah, never
Kansas
punted.
City 1 year and didn't punt in a cold weather playoff game. But
really? Yeah. Well, I'm not too concerned.
Paul's all on board with
either
the Broncos.
Yeah, no, I'm not concerned.
I just think that they need to be respected.
Oh,
I'm not afraid of anybody. Yeah. I just think they need to be respected.
Sure.
No one in New England respects them.
Oh, come on.
No, I fully
you among them.
I mean,
nothing has changed.
I just told you that
quote,
they're all
quote,
tweeting me that they're afraid.
Fred Kirsch, nothing has changed.
They're arguing.
That's me personally.
My parents are arguing again. I'm sorry.
I'm getting,
why can you argue and no
I'm
one else
getting
can
people back off the ledge. They're afraid of Peyton.
People,
no one's on the ledge. That's
no
the
one's
point
on the ledge.
That's the point.
No one. Hopefully
right,
not
Michelle,
you, because that ledge won't hold.
That was good. Pot kettle calling.
Yeah. What are you gonna do?
Melvin,
as I finish my cookie.
Melvin calling in from Tennessee. Hey, Melvin.
Hey, how's everybody doing today?
This is a ball call.
Yeah.
Give us some voice of reason here, Melvin.
Huh?
Give us some reason here.
Well, I can start with one voice of reason. I think Welker is so slow on these kickoff pump returns. It's almost scary. I really think that the waste of that IR spot, maybe with Dems, with Shanko contributing absolutely, you know, really nothing to this team. I think that the IR spot could have went to him possibly. And just the special teams return game. I mean, he had a lot of green when he received those punts, but could seemingly do nothing with it. Then on top of the penalty, which pinned him back within the 10, I want to say almost nearly twice. So I think that was not, I think, you know, I know he got one nice little run against Houston, but I really think, well, no, with Elder Mount, I'm really missing that second dimension because you saw what, I mean, LaMichael James for them was the difference on special teams.
Well, other than worrying about Welker getting hurt returning punts, I have no problem what he's doing. That's really low on my list of things I'm concerned about.
Yeah, but you're lacking something you had.
I'm totally on board with Melvin.
I'm okay with him.
There was a play. It was one of those returns that Andy.
You got all mad at him because he ran right, and then he ran left, then he ran right,
but
then he ran left.
But I think it's the same play that Melvin's talking about, and you think the same way too. But it's just, you know, it's not as funny when you say it now.
Right.
That when he ran right, there was a big huge hole. Then he stopped, ran left, and there was a really big hole there too. And
he couldn't pick a hole.
And Melvin's right. He was too slow to get through the holes. And that's why he kind of stopped, and he ended up with a very minimal return. And I also think Melvin's criticism of the way they handled Jeff Demps early in the year, much like anything else negative around Bill Belichick, has been glossed over. I think that they didn't know the rule. And I think they got caught unaware, which is very rare for the Patriots. No one will say that in the Patriots, but that's my feeling, is that they got caught feeling they could use that by putting him on, by releasing him when they did, and then they could put him on IR, not realizing they needed to keep him on the roster and then put him on IR designated for return. I think they got caught not knowing what that specific rule was, and that came back to bite him, because I think Jeff Demps would have been a good candidate as a backup returner after you got him. I'm not saying in August he would have been the returner, because I don't think he was ready to do that then. I think he was a little bit rough around the edges,
but now,
possibly after 3 months on IR or 2 months on IR, he might have been able to fill in with Edelman out now. And I think Melvin's criticism is a valid one.
And if you're going to use that designation for one person, you know,
it's certainly not
Vasante
Schenko.
Yeah, I'd rather use it on Demps and Schenko.
Although I think Demps gets better every game he doesn't play for the Patriots.
Right.
He's like this golden god of returns who you had in your house.
Next season it'll be Curtis Martin.
There's a lot of truth to that. And I also, I think I said like 2 weeks ago, I think there's a better than average chance that Jeff Demps isn't even on the team next year.
I mean,
that he doesn't make the team out of camp. But I do think that
an athletic myth.
That would have been a better option to have as your sort of IR in waiting. Then
special teams won this. Special teams really just won this game for them. Really, if you think about it, they had really long punt. They had, of course, the big kickoff return, and you know, imagine one of those swings go for the Patriots. You know, maybe we're talking we're talking a whole different ball game here.
They also missed a chip shot field goal, and you know, there was some bobbled punts on their part. I would say the penalties the Patriots had on returns were big. They had they had some holding penalties. So I think that they had three special teams penalties. That's too many. That's too many. And they did create some really bad field position.
All right, thanks, Melvin. Let's go to.
I also think Welker had a second injury late in the game. It looked like his right knee was an issue after, I believe, a Woodhead touchdown. He kind of dove into him, and Welker got up slow, and then he was walking a lot on the sideline. They were looking at it, and he came back out, and he was returning punts and everything. But I think he was dealing with, beyond just the ankle that he already has, he was dealing with a knee issue.
Let's go to Jeff in Vegas. Hey, Jeff.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. So you went with that under, huh?
Yeah, that smoked on the under, but kudos to Andy Hart. Andy said right from the beginning, a short week, they expended a lot of energy against Houston, and sure enough, they were in a dogfight, as we know.
I also told you Luck wasn't as good as you think he is. How come you only listen sometimes to me?
Well, that was, I'll tell you something, though. Luck, that game, the other team got a lot of fortunate plays. Luck under pressure put the ball right where it needs to go.
I agree. I thought Luck was great on Sunday.
Yeah, he actually was. But I know Andy doesn't think that Paul and I are able to watch the games or that I am able to watch the games, even though I'm sitting there to
No, I know you have 12 hours. Different sets of eyes. I know you have that. It's very impressive.
Gotcha. next topic. The New England Patriots showed the country something the other night, and that is, you know, they're like the horror movie that never ends, or like the Jason from Halloween or Mike Myers. You can never kill them. And that comeback, even though they didn't complete it, scared the rest of the National Football League. Third, who cares? I don't care about the bye week. Let's just get hot in the playoffs like everybody.
Yeah, right, Fred. Everybody's jumping off the ledge.
Yeah, we showed that loss was, I'd rather have had that loss than peak too early and then get surprised in the playoffs. Let's grind our way through. Let's get Gronk back and take our chances going four games to glory. I'm out.
Lock I like it.
Hard to argue with the fact that I'd rather lose in December than January.
The only problem
back
I
to
have
you, Brent.
Is what Michelle said, the health. I mean, you know how they like to say when you pick off a pass the end zone, it was a 14-point swing? Health-wise, this is like a two-week swing. Not only do you not get the week off, you have to play. So you're getting beat up again against a good physical football team. And, you know, this offensive line, don't tell me that every one of them, save for Ryan Wendell, doesn't have to pry himself out of bed in the morning. Oh, and I think that's an issue. I'm not even sure the pass rushers have gotten better. There's been good guys. Justin Smith, they're good. I think the tackles have gotten more beat up and aren't as quick, athletic as they were earlier in the year, and I think that's an issue. And I think Wes Welker, and now he has two injuries that he could be dealing with. You know, Brandon Spikes didn't start the game, and Bill said it was an injury thing. So, you know, you have a lot of guys that are dealing with things. That only gets worse in January. It doesn't get better. There's
especially
no soft
if it
games.
Turns out to be Pittsburgh without offensive line, because they'll pressure your offensive line.
Orlando's in Springfield. Hey, Orlando.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Now, he sounds like he's on a ledge.
No, actually, I'm not, man. Listen, before I get into that, into the whole battle game and everything, look, if Eldridge said that he saw Stallworth after the TD catch, he saw Stallworth after the TD. Don't argue with that man.
He knows his wide receivers.
Hey, I had a couple beers myself, and I'm pretty sure I saw John Stallworth out there, too. Hey, fellas, listen, man, I got to agree with you real quick on Welker. I agree with the last caller. He did look slow. I don't know if the elements had a lot to do with it, but he did look slower than I've seen him in the past on kickoffs. And I'd rather have him off of there. I'm afraid he's going to get hurt.
But who catches them, though?
Or doesn't.
Yeah, I'm not sure I want anybody else there because I'm not sure I trust the ball security.
The warm-ups were P. Chung and Aaron Hernandez. So Chung would be the most likely because, you know, Hernandez, you don't want to get hurt either.
Right.
Chung is the most likely, and are you ready to put him out there in a big game in a big spot?
Yep.
All right, guys. Well, listen, another thing about this game, I don't know. You guys tell me. Tell me if I'm crazy here, if I'm wrong.
Probably not.
I take the losses just as hard as anybody. But But for some reason, after this, I didn't take it as hard. It was just like, you know, wow, they played a good game, but we lost, but, you know, it's okay. You know what I mean? Like, I feel we're still going to be all right.
Right. I mean, picked 12-4 before the season.
I still think they're the favorite to win the Super Bowl. There is no team I'd have more confidence saying they're going to win throughout January and February than the Patriots. I don't know that they're going to win it. I think they could lose. But I, sure. If you make me pick a team, it would be the Patriots.
Right.
Yeah. It was a game that I think everybody thought going in, well, most people, that they could lose.
But we're one of the dozens of people that are paid to report.
Right.
Work for the team but are paid to report.
Dan Shaughnessy's calling.
Wait, what does that mean?
There are dozens of people in this market that actually work to the team.
He thinks the Patriots are the favorites to win the Super Bowl. Mm. Another one who's on the ledge, by the way, about the bye. But he thinks it means more coming from him because he's not one of the wonks that gets paid by the dozens of wonks in this town that get paid by the team. So it means something coming from him.
That's good. Next time I run across him at Comcast, I'll say, I'm just one of those paid wonks showing up to do my part.
Right.
But you guys agree with me, though, right? I mean, is it because of the comeback?
The comeback helps.
Orlando,
had you lost that game 41-3, you'd be hurting right now.
I'm disappointed about the defense, though. I am disappointed about that. But overall, I'm emotionally okay after this game. Yep.
Yeah, okay, so I'm not the only one.
You're not the only one.
No, I think most Patriots fans are with you. I think it's a small, maybe vocal minority in Fred's Twitter account, but I think there's only a few people that think the season ended.
Yep. All right, Orlando.
All right, fellas, take care.
Thanks for the call. What's that?
Why are you watching?
I like basketball.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
We're surrounded by losers, Fred.
Yeah.
Fat, bald losers.
Alvin's in Texas. Hey, Alvin.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
What's up, Cocaine Cowboy?
Okay.
Preamble to Jay.
Oh, yeah. I'll talk about that later. I'm going to explain everything to the PSW Facebook page. We should not be worried about this game. We lost it. We learned something new. That we're better than playoffs. And Ridley just fumbled on bad weather. But probably he might be better on the playoffs.
Yeah, in Denver when it might be snowing.
Right.
I don't mean to be Mr. Negative, but.
Yeah, as long as you don't give him the ball in snowing, but he's good.
Hey, but the only place it might not be an issue is in Houston. Everywhere else, Cincinnati, Pittsburgh, Baltimore, anywhere you – New England, obviously, Denver, any place you could – even places you can't play a game, they're all going to be bad weather cities except Houston.
Yeah, now that
they get a moist turf.
Are
you worried about Ridley, Fred?
A little bit, yeah. But we got bold.
Because of the weather. That's the thing that disappointed me about him. He did that remember the Denver game? I think it was week three or week four.
But it didn't rain last week. It was supposed to, but it didn't.
Yeah. I thought it was.
And by the way, has it rained every game he's played? Although in LSU it was humid, so the ball might have been slick his entire college career.
All right, thanks, Alvin. Let's
wow,
go
he got the quick hook today.
Well, I thought
what is Preamble the J?
Preamble to J is from the Patriots, the PFW in Progress Facebook page. And I think it was Alvin who started to post something about the Jets, but his spell correction changed it to Preamble the J. So that's sort of like now I've made that the official greeting of those people who are on that Facebook page. When we see each other, we say Preamble the J.
I thought it must have had something to do with a joint because he's a drug guy. So
could be, but... But that so when people from the Facebook page come in, you should identify yourselves by saying Preamble the J.
I'm glad we finally know why Paul's been so quiet today, Fred. He's watching a Northeastern basketball game over there.
Wow.
You guys yell at me every time I get into some sort of discussion about something. You say I'm argumentative.
No, that was only I was joking with me.
Do we know why?
The playing the role of Eric.
Do we know the guy who only chooses to talk when he has a mouthful is doing it?
Yeah,
you can pick and choose when you talk, and you chose to take a huge bite and then
talk.
It's
a community thing that for Boston City Schools, but it makes no sense whatsoever.
Jamie's in Houston. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, guys. How are we?
Good.
Hey, I didn't get a chance to bring in the week before with that big Texans win, and you know, I think there's some moral pieces to take out of some parallels between the two games, the one last week and the one we just had, and that. You know, the big number one team, the Texans, and it was a great Monday, by the way, last week when I showed up with my Patriots tie on. Everybody else was moping around here like somebody shot their dog on them. It was pretty enjoyable, I got to say, being a Pats fan down here.
I'm sure it was.
And anyhow, you know, folks were trying to give me the business, you know, this week. Oh, what happened? You know, what happened to the Pats and, you know, with Sam Fran? I said, yeah, we did pretty much what the Texans did. Oh, no, wait, we didn't crawl in a hole and
right,
we came back 28 points unanswered, and we're right there in it at the fight. Right. And that shut up a lot of people.
Good.
And, you know, I take stock in that. I really think that, I mean, at first I was a little soft on Brady this year. I thought, you know, he was, but he's over the progression of the season, it seems to me he's got a chip on his shoulder, and he's the Brady of old. And, I mean, he really put this game on his shoulders. And, you know, if it weren't for some bad breaks and special teams and the defense keep doing what they're doing, I feel good, though. I think Brady is gonna put this on his shoulders, and it's going to be a special season.
All right, Jamie.
Have a guy on the ledge, Fred.
Thanks for the call. Well, I'm telling you, they're out there.
This ledge must occur like at the Super Bowl. They're watching the game from a ledge in the stadium.
I'm going to put my sarcasm away for a second. I'm going to ask honestly, do we not, as a general rule, get a lot of listener participation on Tuesdays after a loss?
Yes.
That is negative.
Yes.
Have you heard much of that at all today?
No.
Because
only
I,
from Fred.
I took him off the ledge on Twitter. That's why. I set him straight. Olivier's in Virginia. Hey, Olivier.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Do your job.
That's right.
Right.
We're doing it. We're promoting the team.
You, the players.
Oh. Yeah, they struggled.
Yeah, they did.
All three phases.
Yeah, I know. I've heard Bill Belichick
yep.
being very happy about it.
Even the coaching. You, starts with Bill, you know. He struggled, too.
Yes. First of all, how are you guys doing?
Muy bien.
Yes. Excellent. I'm swimming in money.
Nice. You're buying lunch?
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, you don't have to do that.
With all the funds and the earnings I've made with Jeff in Vegas.
Well, I have heard that you're kind of a high roller.
Well, I love, yeah, keep the legend going. Actually, I used to, and Obama took everything because I didn't build it. But I'm just calling.
Fred didn't like that.
I'm sorry?
Fred doesn't
Fred
like
didn't
shots
like
at the president.
That's all right. That's okay. No one is perfect.
Certainly not the president.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. But anyways, you know, we had a good time. Jeff and I, he's a very nice man, great hospitality, and I recommend that anyone that goes to Vegas looks him up. He's a very good guy. And anyways, I wanted to call to talk about the loss. Can we take something very special and very positive out of that loss, thinking that, yeah, you know, we had an abysmal 2.5 quarters, and then we came back and we tied the game, and then maybe we didn't have any more energy to actually win it. But is this going to help us? Do you think that we have what it takes to go through Denver and to go through Houston for us to try to advance the Super Bowl? I'm kind of worried.
I don't think they needed a game like this to get them through the playoffs.
It's always better, though.
But it's better to...
If you deal with adversity, it's part of your experience. It's something you've now dealt with, and they got punched in the mouth, and they got up and came back from it.
During the game, I was asking, and I guess the biggest deficit they faced this year was in Buffalo.
Right.
Right, 21-7
at
the time, and they came back and won that game. But not against nearly as good a team as the 49ers. So, yeah, it is good. It's one of those things where next time we see you, we're, you know.
Well, it's just like the old football coach who, you know, you're doing those gassers and you don't know what your limit is until you pass it.
Right.
Well, they didn't know how they'd react to this adversity till they went through it. Now they know. They didn't play well. They didn't execute well. But they didn't stop fighting. I don't think effort was not a problem in that game. They didn't lay an egg.
Right.
Physically, they laid an egg in terms of making things happen.
This was not like that game in Cleveland a couple of years ago where they got hit in the mouth
early.
And it was just there was just nothing they could do.
They could do.
Yeah.
What do you guys make out of the fact that you know we came back and then it appeared that the Niners actually allowed us to come back because they took off the foot off pedal, and then when they started to feel that we were coming back and the momentum switched. It basically put the metal to the pedal again, and then they basically, you know, took the game away from us.
I mean,
do you believe in that?
I would have believed in that if, like, they had come like a touchdown back or two touch, and then 49ers just clamped them down. But they, you know, the Patriots tied the game.
No, it's not to say they gave you all 28 points.
I don't think
they gave you the opportunity
at all
to get rolling. they let off a little bit. Okay, yeah. Maybe the first one is because of that, maybe even the second. You earned them. You're yeah. the number one offense versus the number one defense, but the number one defense gave you a crack and you jammed yourself
yeah,
through
I know,
it.
And I also think that it was, and Andy made a point about this. It was a lot. I mean, they converted 5 fourth downs. It's not like they just like started rolling over the
yeah,
Niners.
That's true. You're right.
You know, they had like a 35-yard pass interference in the end zone, a 41-yard pass to Manawa Nui, of all people.
They
had some random plays in fourth down conversions that, just for argument's sake, if they had gone 4 for 6 on fourth down, they'd probably lose the game by 21 points.
Yeah, that's correct. And I think we win this game if we stop the punt return. I think the momentum changed.
I agree.
Against us.
I agree because yeah. I don't see San Francisco driving 60 or 70 yards.
Probably yeah. not
for that touchdown.
But they might not yeah. have had to. I still think this team could have given up a big play too. That's still an issue with this team. Big plays.
Yeah. All right, Olivier. Thanks
Listen,
for the call.
Before we go, I was in Brussels last week. I got you some chocolate, so it will be shipped this week.
Oh, yeah, yummy in
Thank
my
you.
tummy.
All right.
Yes. All right.
Thank you.
Ho, ho, ho. Merry Christmas.
All right. One more phone call, and then we're going to go to the emails.
You keep saying that.
Yeah. I feel bad because we have a lot of emails, but John's calling all the way from Hawaii, so I figure we should get him on. Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
Good Aloha.
Hey, John.
Good afternoon. Yeah. Aloha, guys.
Yeah.
Malakaliki Laka.
Hey, that's right. Malakaliki Laka, guys. Happy New Year once it comes. But just want to say, despite the loss, we can all agree that the defense needs some work in the secondary. That quarterback pretty much was going deep, and he was fortunate on a lot of those passes, and a few fumbles here and there. But we saw a lot of resiliency from the team late in the game. It didn't pay off, but we know that they're capable of doing it, and I think that these guys are smart enough. And they can invest enough time into making the corrections. And we're going to see a lot more from this team. And just like one of the previous gentlemen said, the season's not over. So
right.
I think that we're going to have – I think that the next challenge that we may face is going to be in Denver with Peyton Manning, or it could be even here with Peyton Manning. But I think that he's going to be the next challenge. And if he continues to win – I think his next loss will be again to the Patriots.
I like it, John. Thanks for the call.
Another one on the ledge, Paul.
So let's go to the emails, webradio@patriots.com.
Right now he's scrolling through to find an email that's on the ledge.
Nathan,
he can scroll all day. I don't think he's going to find any.
Nathan from Southern California, this loss was devastating with the turnovers. 2 turnovers from Ridley. I know one got overturned, but he still lost the ball, and 1 from Vereen. I hope our running game doesn't diminish when we need it most. Perhaps the worst thing is that the Broncos beat their last team that could give them trouble. I don't see the Broncos losing to the Browns nor the Chiefs, nor do I see the Texans losing their last 2 games. Bye-bye, bye week. We are likely going to have to play at home, then go to Denver, then Houston. I don't see us beating Denver in Denver. Their offense is clicking.
He found one.
Their offense, first one I picked. The offense is clicking much better than it was back in
October. We had 27 phone calls.
And their defense is playing better, too. I really think our team is doomed. Sorry to be a Debbie Downer, but the Eric is coming out of me. So there's one.
He's scrolling
David
through.
Writes in. He's in Florida. We knew ball security would be an issue with Ridley, but what I really don't know is how he stacks up against other running backs. There must be some kind of rating showing how many fumbles in relation to how many carries or yards each runner has. So what is that ratio, and how does he compare to other running backs in the league with similar touches?
Before he had the fumble against Houston, he had only Doug Martin had fewer fumbles on as many touches as Ridley did. Now, he's since fumbled twice. I'm going to guess that...
That's not good.
I mean, we're dealing with very small numbers. I mean, the guy who leaves the league in fumbles probably only has like 5. Right. I mean, running backs I'm talking about. So that's probably a little bit out of whack now, you know, with 2 fumbles in the last 2 weeks.
But the other thing, and I just answered this and asked PFW, is enough guys go through this. I mean, you can go through it. You can come out the other side. Now, I thought he had already come out the other side. I was hoping last year was his fumble issue and you dealt with it in the offseason and now it's a thing of the past. But, I mean, there were times when people wanted to, is Adrian Peterson, can you just not play with him anymore because he fumbles too much. Right. Now he's your MVP, who, you know, he's God's gift to carrying a football, the most violent runner in history, blah, blah, blah. I mean, Kevin Falk, Tiki Barber. There's an endless list of guys who this has been an issue, but you have to get past it. You have to. And I think part of his problem is the turning the back and the not being in position. And I think Peterson has dealt with that. Because, guys, if you break some tackles and you make some moves, you're not just hitting the hole square up. You're changing your alignment. There's guys coming from different angles. But you got to secure the football, and it's got to be practice. He understands it. It's not like he runs from the problem.
Right.
You know, once again, post-game, he's a stand-up guy and talks about it, but you got to get rid of it.
Yeah, the thing is, though, is he good enough?
What commercial?
The Cadillac commercial. Ever since then, he's had trouble holding on to the ball.
What, did he do that in fourth grade?
You ever seen the Cadillac commercial?
Yes, I have. I'm being sarcastic. He fumbled at LSU. He fumbled last year. He fumbled this year.
I'm just wondering, is he good enough to...
And you have a problem with the commercial, not the onesies?
Both.
I'd have a bigger problem with the onesies than the commercials. Commercial, I think he's watching a basketball game. He's not going to join in.
Well, I tried three times. You guys were still talking about the commercial. What do you want me to do?
Now he's going to get mad.
I'm not upset
at all. You know
what?
This is so – it's so transparent. He's going to get mad so he can sulk and be quiet and watch the basketball game.
I just – my point is we talk about Adrian Peterson and Tiki Barber. Adrian Peterson still has a fumbling problem.
Right.
But he's going to rush for 2,000-plus yards.
You put up with
Is Ridley good enough to put up with a fumbling problem?
I think
problem?
Ridley now is fumbling at a higher rate than Peterson with the three fumbles.
Oh, yeah, but he still
Peterson
has –
Peterson also has a billion carries the last 2 years.
Now I'm just going to pout about the score, just so you know.
On a meaningless Tuesday basketball game.
TG and NJ, guys, I know they won't do it, but should the team rest the players that are really banged up during the last two games, is it more important to play for seeding or try to get more healthy going into the playoffs?
Don't say they won't do it. They're playing the wild card weekend, they're going to do it.
The Miami game, I absolutely think that a lot of guys will not play full 60-minute games.
Yeah. Bill has been pretty consistent. When they have to play, they get rested. It's when they have the bye that he's not giving them 3 weeks off. But now he may also be trying to do some finagling in terms of seeding, too, who he wants to play and doesn't want to play.
E.T. Scalavino, just stick with Squidward. It's a much more fitting nickname. Eric resembles a slimy, spineless sea creature more than an intelligent life form from another planet.
If he heard that or read that, that's a tough sentence to get happy after.
Well, I noticed on Eric's Twitter profile, he calls himself a polyglot.
I call him something that ends in
a
"got,"
polyglot.
But it's
you
not
know what a
poly.
Polyglot is? It's a person who knows more than one language, several languages. A person fluent in several languages.
Is he fluent in several languages?
I don't know.
He's barely fluent in English.
I don't think he is. Boy, does he misrepresent himself on all levels, digitally, in person.
He's a polyglot.
Yeah, he's a maggot.
So,
I see what you did there. That's not the "got."
No,
that
that's
you
not the one. He also has Charlie Brown as his thing, I think, now.
Yeah.
He annoys me.
Nick writes in, I usually only email the pregame social, but after this game, I felt like sending a response at halftime. I thought I would feel awful about this game. As it stands now, I still really feel good about this team. First of all, the defense played well enough to win. We all know that teams are going to be able to score, and no, they didn't have their best game, but with four turnovers, all of them giving the 49ers great field position, they held the score down about as much as they could. Secondly, this game shows the kind of mental toughness this team has. A week ago, the Texans had given up when they were down by a lot. Instead of getting down, this team rallied back to tie the game. I think there is a ton of positive to take from this game. I would have obviously preferred a win, but I still think they have a great chance to beat anyone this year. That being said, there were two specific things that were not encouraging. The kickoff coverage, I think that can be improved, and Gregory. I highly doubt there was a coverage call that had Dennard covering two people. And based on the benching, I'm just assuming Gregory is to blame.
Well, that's a bad assumption because Bill said that it was not a benching. And he actually used the words that Gregory has played great.
Yeah, that actually jumped off the page for me. The fact that he called Gregory had played great for this team this year.
Chung is back, and he's been trying to get him into the game a little bit, and that was part of the plan all along. I actually thought McCourty was late on a couple of those plays, not Gregory. You know, the one at Delaney Walker, there was just a bad play all around on that play. There was zone there that Dennard got caught.
I think he just got cocky.
With two guys.
I think he said, Delaney Walker, I can get to him. And he gave him too much space and then said, uh-oh, I can't get to him. I think he got cocky because he saw a big, muscular, fat
guy
instead of a scary receiver.
That's bad scouting report for him then, because that's not a play that's atypical for Delanie Walker. He's one of those Charles Clay type guys. He, you know, he doesn't look like it, but he can. He's an effective receiver on big plays. He's made a lot of them for that team. Just praise for the defense to me, I find a little bit interesting because. Yes, I think they did a decent enough job of not allowing all the points that they could have, but they also gave up a lot of drives in the they didn't, you know, just because the other team turns the ball, just because you turn the ball over doesn't mean you have to then let them turn around in one play and score. And they did that three times. You know, including the last one in a tie game. Okay, so we let up a 62-yard kick return. That's okay if we let up a 38-yard touchdown on the first play back. They gave up 400 yards, you know, 380-plus yards to a team that doesn't really have a good offense.
Canadian Mike in Florida, turnovers cost us this game, not the defense, and that won't happen again. Sloppy game.
Why? Won't that happen again? I have a problem with that theory. You're going to play good defenses. You didn't get the best out of Houston when you played them last time, but you're going to play – you don't play crap defenses in the postseason, right? Pittsburgh, Cincinnati, Houston, San Francisco – right? Those are all good defenses that you could have to play, correct?
Well, he's just saying that the Patriots are a good team, and chances
they
are it won't happen again.
But
turnovers.
That's just saying the turnovers were because the Patriots effed up. No, give the 49ers some credit for forcing turnovers as a good defense.
Sloppy game, we gave it to them, and the weather, oddly enough, helped the away team. However, the bright side for me, other than the
comeback... How did the weather help the away team?
However, the bright side for me, other than the comeback, was Woodhead. He had a great game. I know Paul and Andy, you guys are not fans, but most of the time this year, when his number's been called, he's responded. He's reliable as the go-to guy. I'm not saying make him our featured back, but give him some praise. He has earned another year on the team. He is more than just a third down back.
Hey, listen, if Shane Vereen, and this is the first time that I can recall, and you guys can correct me, that he lost the ball. That was a very bad fumble.
Mm-hmm.
That was a much worse fumble than Ridley's. Ridley, Whitner hit the helmet on the ball
right on
Ridley's fumble. Shane Vereen, first of all, was about 10 yards short of the first down, so I'm not. You can't argue that he was like fighting for an extra. He just had the ball slapped out of his hand. And I think he had it on the inside, on the sideline, too, which is another no-no, pet peeve of Andy Hart.
Yeah, I don't think the Ridley fumble would have been an issue had he not fumbled earlier in the game and last week. I think otherwise they would have said that happens sometimes against a physical defense with a safety who puts his helmet on the football.
Yeah, I don't like, you know, if Vereen is going to have some ball handling issues that I don't know about yet, then, you know, by all means, Woodhead. But I think Vereen offers you more than Woodhead. To me, this was a game that when you got it into a situation where you had to throw the ball on every down, which it was, they threw the ball 65 times, Tom Brady's career high, by a lot, seven more than his previous high. There's no more.
But not as much as Bledsoe's record.
You know, to me, it's not any record when you're talking about pass attempts. That, to me, is desperation. Oh.
They beat the Vikings with
45 completions.
Kevin Turner game.
Now that's different. That's a record. But I don't.
We don't have a fullback like that that can make plays, make a quarterback look good.
You know, Woodhead to me is the guy that's going to be out there in those situations, given the fact that Vereen lost the ball. Otherwise, I want Vereen out there. Now, clearly, I think Bill was trying to send a message. Ridley got one carry after his fumble, and Vereen,
I don't think played after his
fumble.
No.
Ridley got a carry after the fumble?
Yeah, he did.
On the goal line. They ran the ball like four straight times on a goal line.
Not even another one, too, in the middle.
That was the only one.
You sure?
Yep.
Okay.
In the third quarter, he got a carry and on third and one, and he got stuffed. Woodhead tried to run it in, I think, twice, and then he ran it, and then Brady got the quarterback sneak for the touchdown. I want to say that made it 31-17, maybe. I don't know. Somewhere around there.
Joel and Merrimack, this game was very disappointing. It reminded me a lot of the Seattle game where they just fired the ball long and let the receivers run under them. And even though we did come back in the second half, how much of that was their defense playing soft? I'm looking at Houston's schedule and the Broncos' schedule. We'll probably be playing wild card weekend. I'm just wondering if we want the third seed or the fourth. The Douchebag brothers were equivocating on this yesterday, and they preferred not to go to Denver. What do you guys think? Keep up the great show.
Who are those brothers?
Brothers?
The Douchebag Brothers.
Is that me and Andy?
We weren't on yesterday.
Might be Thugger and Maz. I'm not sure.
Oh, yeah, that's a good name for them.
Well, they don't care about Denver at all, so I don't think they're talking about them. They think Denver stinks, both of them.
I don't really... T- To me, what I decide wouldn't be as much about going to Denver. I need to know who I'm going to play. I care more about the opening round matchup, who's coming here to Gillette Stadium. Who would you pick? Who would you pick and not pick?
I don't care.
I don't want to see Pittsburgh.
I don't want to see Pittsburgh
I don't
either.
Care about the other two.
Yeah. I'd actually pick Baltimore as the team I want to face right now.
Yeah, Baltimore.
Oh, yeah. If Baltimore can lose both and somehow work their way into the wild card,
I would
take
Baltimore.
That.
I would not want to play Pittsburgh at all, and there's a little bit of me that's afraid of Cincinnati, but I just can't see the Red Rifle coming in here and getting the job done. But their defense and some of their weapons, you know, A.J. Green scares me a little bit.
It's good, you know.
But Pittsburgh is the one, that physical. You're going to beat them.
Speed receivers.
You're going to. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's definitely a problem.
Aaron in Maryland, you think. Hold on.
You think Fred has a cough button?
Let me get this straight, he says. You think the defense is more to blame for this loss than the other two phases of the game? Really? So they played horribly on the first Niners possession, but after that, they have to defend the field starting on their own 5-yard line, force a turnover. They hold the Niners to a field goal that they miss after special teams let them continue because of a fake punt. They have to defend the field starting at their own 35, and the Niners turn it over on fourth down. They let the Niners drive 80 yards for a touchdown and a field goal on consecutive drives. Then they intercept the Niners in the end zone and have to defend consecutive drives starting on the Patriots' 5 and 27-yard line, both result in touchdowns. We know how the fourth quarter went. All I'm saying is the defense wasn't good, but they only let the Niners score 24 points on drives that didn't start in great field position. The offense didn't just turn the ball over. They did it four times on their side of the field, or let the defense run it back to that side. That's why we lost the game. I thought this was close to the same defense we have seen in the past few weeks.
I'm going to defend you a little bit, Fred, because you were the one that started the whole, you're not as concerned about the turnovers, you're more disappointed in the defense. I don't think anybody's saying the defense was more responsible for the loss. They turned the ball over four times, and that was a big part of the loss. But I think people look at it and say, they don't normally turn the ball over. The atypical nature of this game was the turnovers, not the other team moving the ball relatively at will. I don't think they stopped the run on Sunday night. I don't think they stopped the pass on Sunday night. I don't think they got any pressure on the quarterback Sunday night. The last couple of weeks, they've been a little better at all of those things than they had been in the previous 10 weeks.
And big plays were a problem again.
Yeah. And
you split your safeties. You get Moss over the top. You had Vernon Davis over the top, even though they missed it. I mean, that was an issue again.
Yeah. And listen, when it was 31-3, the defense had a good little stretch there when the Niners were sitting there content to say, we got this game won. We're going to run the ball here and chew clock and throw little short passes. They stopped throwing the ball down the field because they wanted to make sure they didn't make any mistakes that were going to cost them the game. They got a little conservative for a couple of series, and the defense took advantage of it. But again, when they had the game tied, I don't know why it's okay to just give up a 38-yard touchdown pass because they took over in bad field position. They had 3 one-play drives for touchdowns in this game. You know, I saw a lot of people made a lot of, the Niners only ran 65 plays. The Patriots ran 92. They got 21 points on 3 plays. I think San Francisco would take that, don't you?
Right. Brent in Illinois says the PI calls are going for and against. Here are the opinions of former NFL officiating supervisor Jim Dopalos. Dopalos broke down 2 successive pass plays.
Who the hell is this?
Dopalos. San Francisco 49ers and New England Patriots, where side judge Keith Washington ruled no pass interference against the 49ers on the Patriots' Wes Welker because the pass was uncatchable, and then back judge Don Carey ruled that the 49ers interfered with Brandon Lloyd. Dopalos agrees with both calls. He feels that while it was a close call, Welker did in fact get cut off his route and thus should have drawn a flag. He further comments that this is a call where the crew can huddle up and discuss. On the pass interference call by Carey, Dopalos said that the defender and receiver both looked for the ball and got their feet tangled up. He says the official should have ruled incidental contact and not called a foul. So, PI is really something we all won't agree on. I tease it's not the Pats getting... Well, he had the T capital, too.
I tease.
It's not the Pats getting more or less bad calls.
Yeah, it's a terrible call.
Well, first of all,
I thought the Lloyd call was a bad call.
We were talking about...
That should have been a non-call.
But we were talking about the Talib one, not
right,
those two.
Right.
But the officials thought the Welker play was pass interference. They ruled that the ball was uncatchable.
Right.
So they so it wasn't like it was a bad call.
Right.
Now, you might say it was not uncatchable.
Right. That's what
But they ruled that it was interference.
Right.
but it's not a penalty because the ball was uncatchable.
Right.
The Lloyd one, to me, was an atrocity.
Yeah, that was they got tangled up, and I think Lloyd sold that, like, you know,
I don't even
really
think
well.
He sold it. I think they got their feet tangled up, and he went down.
Yemi from Texas, I have two questions. Does Solder give up too many sacks for a supposedly good left tackle? Watt beat him for a sack with a speed move last week, and a backup defensive tackle beat him for a sack this week. My main concern with the O-line is that too many guys can be beat for sacks. It's only Mankins that I feel like doesn't give up many sacks.
Wow, we've really turned the tables on them.
A
couple weeks ago, they were great.
I mean,
they
had a lot of sacks.
You faced J.J. Watt and Alden Smith in consecutive weeks, and we're talking about the sacks that he – I mean
– And he's Alden, hurt. Listen, and he's hurt, by the way.
Alden Smith was immense in the game, just like J.J. Watt was, I think, the week before. But, I mean, to sit there and pile on Nate Solder.
Well, they did it with Matt Light. I mean, Matt Light had problems with guys.
Matt Light, yeah, all the time.
Yeah.
In these elite matchups, he'd give up a sack here, you know.
It's going to happen.
It's just, it's too close. We're watching too close.
Is the punt return duty slowing down Welker? He has two straight average games since he became the main punt return guy. I think if Baltimore loses this weekend, we should accept the 3 seed and rest our players against Miami. Okay.
What would Baltimore losing have to do with that?
I don't know. If they lose...
I'm sure there's a reason, but you know...
If they lose, we can't go further than 3, I think, right? Because Baltimore...
Well, I would rather go to 4 if I had my choice. Yeah. I'd rather play the Colts. So if there was a way to get to 4, I'm all for it.
Cavern in Gainesville...
But that's probably what he's talking about. You're right, Freddie.
Yeah. Cavern in Gainesville, put me with Fred in being disappointed in the loss but not crushed. The losses that piss me off more are Arizona and Seattle. Without those two poor performances, we'd still be the top seed. Our road back to the Super Bowl will be without a doubt tougher, not having a bye, but this season is far from over. We will not see a defense the caliber of what we faced on Sunday night until possibly the Super Bowl. Tom and our offense proved we can and will come back. Hold your heads up, Patriots Nation. We aren't finished. Happy holidays, and I can't wait to see the team on Sunday in Jacksonville.
Woo!
Brandon from Cali, Preamble to J. Anywho, I believe I have a solution in fixing Ridley's fumble problem, and that is lining up Ridley and anyone who has a fumble problem against Spikes and have them do the Oklahoma till Bill says stop. So.
And then when they're both on IR, who's going to carry the ball?
Speaking of Spikes and health,
little banged up.
Another thing to keep an eye on.
Yeah, once again limping around.
He left the game early.
Started it late,
and he started it late. And Bill says he started it late.
Brandon Spikes works a Paul Perillo like day.
You know, he had a play where he came across the line and made a tackle for like a 1 yard gain. Where, I mean, he's not.
I think. What? Fred watches the Patriots defense the way I used to watch Northeastern basketball when Reggie Lewis played, and I just watched Reggie Lewis.
No, this was a great play from all the way
I can't
the other
even
side.
Recall him playing the other day.
All I remember is he did his dance, and I said, shouldn't you make a play first?
Like, I honestly, not saying that he played a bad game or any worse, I honestly can't remember him playing.
Did you also listen to Fred's thing? He came across the line of scrimmage and then tackled guy for like a 1 yard gain.
Right.
Well, then he didn't cross the line of scrimmage.
No, on the other side. From the other side.
Oh, across
of
the
field.
Formation.
Yeah. And, you
plays
know,
middle linebacker.
He's not known for his speed, but man, he certainly looked good on that play.
Well, if you diagnose the play quickly, it makes you look fast.
I just think, I mean, he looked good on that play.
Does Fred remember his one tackle?
No. We can make fun of all the Patriots.
He had three.
They all stink.
Three
but,
solos.
You know,
no, three
I'm not
assists,
making
you know.
Fun of Gerard Mayo.
And I think Spikes has had a terrific year. I'm talking about Sunday.
Dante Hightower was flying around a little bit, I thought. I thought he made a resurgent effort.
And I don't think he played very well on Sunday either.
Yeah. Rob Ninkovich had a sack. Yeah. He's my guy.
I honestly can't come up with a defensive player that I thought played really well. That's, you know, what I was saying, the praise for the defense, I don't get because I thought they took a clear step back. I can't recall a single player that I'd say, you know what, he played really well.
Be a negative. Go back to basketball.
Nah, I'm disgusted with them.
See, you're negative.
Mike and Charlotte, I know there were injuries in the secondary, but I think I would have put anybody else in there but Arrington. This guy must have pictures of Bill in an embarrassing situation. I can't believe he's still on the team. The big return obviously didn't
help. You were the people that were telling me he was great last year when he led the league in interceptions.
But Arrington, how about the last 2 weeks when he was playing in the slot? Everybody's saying this is where he's supposed to play.
Well, he was better in the slot.
But Arrington, I agree.
But Arrington
now all of a sudden he doesn't belong on the field.
But Arrington getting beat like a rug, took the wind out of everyone's sails. The momentum was all in the Patriots' favor. They had the 49ers defense back on their heels. The crowd was going wild, and with one play, the momentum completely reversed. The next series of 49ers defense came out and fired up and sacked Brady twice. I know you're not always going to make every play, but this guy seems to blow plays in bad situations and just makes too many bad plays to still be part of this defense.
Do you agree with the idea of blitzing on that play?
Yeah, why not?
Because you leave Arrington on an island.
Well, you got to get there.
Like Ellis.
You got to get there.
And he got beat.
Andrew from Red Bank, New Jersey.
Like a drum tart.
Haven't written in a while. Do you think Coach Belichick rests Gronk and others with injuries a little more now that the worst-case scenario, second-round bye unlikely, is becoming the most likely one?
Yes. There's a much greater chance if they play Wild Card Weekend that Vollmers and Mankinses and those types of people, whoever it is, are going to be rested.
Lance writes in, do you guys find it odd that this is the same San Francisco team that realistically lost to the Rams twice, a team which we blew out? I was talking to a friend of mine about this. It is crazy how these NFL games play out like that sometimes.
Yep. But we also always know that those division games, that intimate knowledge of each other tends to make those games closer. It's the same reason the Patriots play close games against Bills teams that they're way better than and all that crap.
And they were close games. They were real tight, hard-fought games. Now, I would say one of them, their starting quarterback got hurt early in, and you have to go to your backup, you know, unplanned. It's different.
Right. Who has tattoos?
And you also missed overtime field goals in both games. But there's no question. You beat the Rams, whatever it was, 45-7. What was the score of that
41-7? Something like that.
They had two nail biter games with them. I think you could make the same case with a team like Miami and Buffalo and the Jets.
Right.
You know, you had a 29-26 overtime game with the Jets, and, you know, San Francisco beat the Jets like, I don't know, 100-3 or whatever it was.
And I don't think it was that.
Andre in Panama.
It was a blowout.
Is that 100 burger?
He's using hyperbole. Andre in Panama,
although
we lost, I feel good about it. All the haters that said that Brady has lost the comeback magic can shut the F up. For the offense to score 28 points in such little time against the number one D in the rain is just amazing. I love how Lloyd played. The play where he makes the first down and then he begins to hit the ground, I was so pumped up. I was ready to hit someone. I haven't been emailing that much, but I have been listening to all the shows. Keep up the guy.
I was excited.
That's
there,
not
too.
A straw man argument. There was
that
a
Brady
lot.
Brady can't come back.
There was a lot in the beginning of the season about how Brady has lost it in the clutch situations. Yes, absolutely, a lot.
Okay,
there was. I agree. Because was it Jeremy Lundblad? Somebody had like a whole.
I had heard stuff about. I heard stuff about closing games out.
Well,
a lot,
yes,
but
that was part
not coming
of it.
Back.
Yeah, yeah.
But okay, I'll take
in
your word for it.
Big situations, he's not the same. You know, nonsense.
Paul just gave you a signal.
What?
He lost. He had an opportunity with the ball down 7, 5 minutes left.
Okay, it's not good. So you're one of the haters.
I'm just trying to present both sides of it.
You own it. If you believe it, own it.
Fill that orange mug with Haterade.
I don't believe it. I don't believe that Brady's the problem.
Okay.
So don't put words in my mouth.
Jamal from New York.
What do you want him to put
I'm
going to
make this short and sweet. One, why was 4'9 Dennard playing 6'10 Randy Moss, who made his career jumping and snagging over corners in the first place, and it was with no safety help. Then after he went down, why
was... He was supposed to have safety help. The safety was late.
Then after he went down, why was that liability of an outside corner Arrington put in? McCurdy should have been brought down, and Wilson should have been put deep.
Because that's worked.
We used a second-round pick on him, so maybe we should put get our money's worth. And two, the receivers and backs, minus Lloyd and Woodhead, lost that game for us. The drops from Welker and Hernandez were ridiculous. One of Brady's picks came from Hernandez being scared to get hit. Ridley and Vereen's lost fumbles really hurt us. But at the end of the day, it was a really good game. We fought and battled, and I still think like we're going to win the Super Bowl. This wasn't short at all. Oh, well, keep up the good work.
Like we're going to win the Super Bowl. Woo! Another one on the ledge, Paul. On the ledge of winning the Super Bowl.
Yep.
Ed writes in, this game brought back a familiar feeling where Brady manages to bring the Patriots back, and all we need is for the defense to hold the opposing team to three and out, and they can't get it done. They always seem to give up the touchdown with the clock winding down. Tell me that didn't feel like the two Super Bowl endings or the Colts championship game, fourth and two game. That wasn't the fourth and two game.
No, this was a fourth and two game.
No, but the Colts championship game wasn't the fourth and two game.
Bill was asked to explain his reasoning on going for it on fourth and two, and he said it was fourth and two.
I would have done it.
He didn't explain his reasoning.
Excuse me, Bill, it was fourth and one.
It's so familiar where you go from a high when they had tied it only to realize that our defense can't hold the other team, and then the low sinks in. The Jets' loss yesterday did make me feel better. It's kind of like a consolation prize.
I know everybody wants to rip on Kyle Arrington, but let's not forget about the punt return. Like, this was one of those Patriots-type games when I go to Paul, if Edelman's special, he's going to get them in position here. And boom, he gets a 60-yard return and sets you up. Now, I know everybody wants to rip Arrington for a horrific play, but this was a team loss. Bill often says all three phases. I agree with him 100%.
And clearly, you know, he always says, you know, we got to coach him better and stuff, and we always say,
I agree with that, too.
Well, yeah, look at the way the game started. Yes. Obviously, they weren't prepared offensively to combat what they were doing defensively.
Correct.
And they weren't prepared defensively to combat what San Francisco did offensively.
And they weren't prepared special teams.
Everything across the board. It wasn't good enough.
Arrington was involved in that too, you know. Queasy and Arrington were on that side for the fake punt if we wanted to rip on him.
I didn't even think about the fake punt. I was talking more about just the game plan, you know, the stuff that we pride ourselves on.
I really feel for those guys too. That reminded me of like that onside kick that bounced off my face in college. Like, it's hard to cover a gunner. It's hard you see it every week. They blow by, whether it's vice or not, they blow by guys. So you have to win that battle right on the snap. And in order to be winning that battle right on the snap, you have to be focused on him, not the guy that's running at you with the foot. Like,
fair point.
It's one of those thankless jobs. Like, I know it looks horrible and you're expected to do it and you get paid a lot of money to do it, but it's hard.
Well, you know, you think of all it's a passing league and all these successful quarterbacks and, on every play, someone's getting burned, supposedly.
Right. But at least that, yeah. I think that's easier to do. Your job on that play is to cover.
Right.
Now,
right.
If the quarterback takes off and runs for 30 yards on your side, okay, how am I supposed to cover and watch him too? That's what this is.
Right.
I have to keep this guy from getting downfield, but in order to do that, I have to look at him. If I look in the backfield, he's going to blow by me. If I look at him, the guy at the backfield is going to run at me.
Right.
It's thankless.
Josh in Arlington, Virginia. I'm with Fred about Spikes. I thought Spikes made some good plays Sunday when he should have. When you are expecting the other team to run, you should expect to see Spikes making big hits for losses or minimal gains. I remember saying to myself, let's see you make some plays, Spikes, at some point when it was clear that the 49ers were going to try to grind the clock. And as soon as I said it, he made the play Fred is referring to and a couple others. It wasn't spectacular, just good to see him making the plays he should be making when he should be making them.
See, I would argue that I'd like to see them make a play when you're not expecting a run. That's because I'm not expecting to make plays in the passing game. That's kind of like what Andy just talked about. I'm not going to ask him to be my run-stuffing linebacker and make every play in pass coverage like Patrick Willis.
Why, they do it.
But he's not Patrick Willis. That, you know what I'm saying? That to me would be unrealistic to ask him to do all of those things. But to me, when you stop the run when the other team's expecting you to run, that's what you're supposed to do.
Ross,
very negative over there, Fred.
Ross writes
it's real
in,
negative.
People all in a huff over Sunday's loss. I have one word for you to change your perception and calm your nerves come playoff time in case the comeback that albeit fell short left you worried. Gronk. Andy, you're belligerent, insensitive, loudmouthed, and ignorant. Just so happens those are all things that get me to tune in every show. keep laying the smackdown. You're the man, bruh. I'm out.
Thanks, bruh. Do you think Gronk's going to play this week, Fred? Do you think Gronk's going to play at all, first of all?
Yes.
This week?
You mean in the regular season play at all?
Yeah.
I don't think his career's over.
I say yes.
This week he's going to play at Jacksonville.
Here's the thing. We talked about this earlier. When the doctor says the bone is completely healed, he should play, period.
I agree.
And not a moment sooner.
And not play. You know, I have no problem in the finale. If they're resting guys, then he gets rested too. Because you're resting your key guys, whatever, however you treat that. But in terms of just yes or no, if the doctor says yes, 100%, then yes. If the doctor says 87%, you know, it looks like there's still a little crack.
No.
You need him in January, not now.
Connor in Ireland, you guys talk about trends a lot, so here's one. an argument can be made that the Patriots' offense, not the defense, has lost us the last two Super Bowls, right? Scoring 14 and 17 points. Yeah, in those
a case could definitely be made for that. Not one by me, but you could make a case for
scoring
that.
Scoring 14 and 17 points in those situations was not good enough. I feel the same way about Sunday. The offense and defense were equally responsible for Sunday's loss, but before you argue that scoring 34 points in any game should be enough, consider this. A situation where the offense scores 3 points in the first 35 minutes and gives the opposition 4 extra possessions is not good enough to win. The defense kept us in the game early on while the offense pooped themselves. And it wasn't for some good defense, the Niners would have had 51 points in the third quarter, not 31. Then the team rallied. Brady was given the reins and got the Patriots back in the game, but the defense had to give Brady those possessions while shutting out the Niners to equalize. The defense deserves as much credit for the comeback as the offense. At 31-31, it's a new game. Arrington pooped himself in typical Arrington fashion. But the offense in that situation,
Kyle.
I know, but the offense in that situation after scoring 28 points to tie it up could not reply.
Pooped itself. And say that, it. And say that, it the same right. way.
And that, my friends, was the biggest disappointment.
In typical Brady fashion.
That's what he's
saying. But I'm not saying that. But the offense pooped itself in a big spot. Well, that's what the haters that you're talking about from earlier in the, that's what they're talking
about.
But
that's what he's talking about, too. He's more disappointed
but no,
in
it
the
was
offense.
A little, there's a little bit of a different tonality to the Kyle Arrington as to the Patriots.
Right.
I mean, to the offense.
I think what he's saying is he expects it from Arrington. He doesn't expect it from the offense, or we shouldn't expect it from the offense.
And I also, there's a hint of the 49ers' offense shut it down and their defense shut it down, and I think both sides of the Patriots' ball benefited from that.
I couldn't agree more.
And Justin Smith got hurt. He just wanted an arm brace like J.J. Watt.
Dan, the bye man, remember when we got beaten and not winning the Super Bowl? Where were we? The mile high. Maybe this is our ride to get back to it all. Who knows? I'm just glad they were able to come back from a 28-point deficit. I guess we still have immaturity and inexperience in the team. Mature and experienced team would have won the game. Give them time to grow. That's like 2 weeks.
Wait, where's the immaturity come in?
Yeah, I don't know.
Weren't able to finish the job.
But that's Brady and Welker and Hernandez and Aaron. None of those are immature.
What about the mature and inexperienced to fall behind 31-3 in the first place? Is that not troubling? Well, everybody seems to be glossing over that part of the game.
Right. They like to start at the 28-point comeback.
Bruno says, I think Brady is as good as ever. It used to be where he would get knocked down and be rattled the rest of the game and lose his accuracy. Now he gets right back up and throws perfect passes, still on top of his game.
Well, there's a strange thing that I think that comes with Brady. I actually don't think when you hit him hard, he gets as rattled as when you're just around him a lot. And it's a really weird thing. It's like when you cross the line and knock him on his can and level him, instinctively he pops up and there's like a fire. I think he's more rattled in that in-between phase when he's worried, when there's a lot of guys around. What's going on? There's a guy here. But when a guy just decks him, I think his instincts take over, and it's like the Undertaker. He sits right up in the ring like, I'm not dead. You got to deal with me, bitch.
Robert writes in, the iPad app is great. Eric, not so much. What a diva.
Save those for tomorrow, though, when he's here.
Dave says, if Ravens lose again and the Patriots beat the Jags, should the Patriots rest their starters against Miami, provided it means nothing?
Yes.
I think everybody still thinks yes. And
yeah, I'm going to take the Ravens out of the equation.
Belichick has done that.
Yes.
So it's like we forget, but every year that this situation arises, he does rest.
But it'll depend on if he can pick his opponent. Sometimes that is a factor.
This, the Castle game?
Yes, Castlegate.
Jeevan, what a game. You guys should have fun covering all the headlines from that one, especially since we're playing a bunch of Jags this coming week. So it just did there.
Did you use my headline for the preview? I forgot.
No.
Oh.
I figured he would take it out.
After watching the game.
Would you have taken it out?
What?
If the headline for the game preview was Jacksonville playing like Jags?
Oh.
Jacksonville, a bunch of Jags.
Oh. No, they got that see-through shorts guy. He's not bad.
So you would have taken it out?
Yeah.
I don't think you. I thought that was. Yeah. You know, I like the headline. I just thought it was a little disrespectful.
You disrespect
coming from a team.
Afterwards.
You know what I mean? But I just think, like, for one team paper.
Right.
I think that was.
You wait till after to disrespect them.
Well, that's not why I didn't take. If it was like if we were the Globe or the Herald, I would have had no problem with that headline.
I didn't get.
I just think it's a little disrespectful from one team to another.
I didn't get much reaction from my see-through shorts.
I heard you.
It was you're killing them. Killing them on the internet,
Fred.
You
don't like see-through shorts?
Your five guys that think the season's over, we're laughing
really
hard.
It was
even you liked that
one. It was either see-through shorts or CeeLo shorts.
No. See-through is better.
Okay.
Especially in light of your assessment last week, you can't help stop.
Right.
Stop
and I've been getting emails about that, too. There was a guy mooning the...
A really bad one this week.
Yeah.
Murray, DeMarco Murray, had a run where it wasn't crack. It was everything.
Taint?
Like, pretty much.
Yeah, yeah, it came all the way down.
Yeah.
His pants came all the way down.
Yes.
They had to blur it out on Come On, Man.
Ew.
Yeah. By the way, I watched a little of the, and I don't ever see it, but I watched a little of the Monday Night Countdown show. What a great Saturday Night Live parody you could do on that. I don't know if they're, like, mainstream enough that everybody would know all the little idiosyncrasies of each of the guys.
Oh, I could
but
do, I could
they're unbelievable.
That. I could write that.
I mean, every single point that Mike Dickham makes, he's going to stop three words before the sentence is over.
Right.
And I was going to talk a couple of, and then, you know, right. And then they got to run.
Mocking and the guy who had
stops.
A stroke a week ago.
And I would do Berman, where eventually he just throws up on himself.
Just give him. I'm not. They're not out of it. Yeah, they could be Tennessee. And like, you know, Keyshawn and Chris Carter just completely cackle rest.
The way I would write it is every time you cut away and cut back to Chris Carter, he has a different element of a clown suit on. And by the end of the segment, he's in full clown regalia.
But he's right. It's like the two are still sitting at their locker, like joking around at their locker. They forget they're on, like, national TV.
Which I like. I like the
I actually like the
of
show.
Of all the panel
I think the
shows
pretty good.
ESPN, I like that chemistry the best.
I think it's entertaining. I just don't think it's informative.
Oh, yeah. But, you know, that's what I want.
Who's informative?
Yeah. That's a good point.
Besides us.
They are entertaining. I'll say that.
To finish up Jeevan's email, after watching the game, my feeling wasn't terrible. I felt the Patriots just couldn't get anything going because of the fumbles. As soon as that stopped, Brady, he was able to take over. So I felt confident after the game. But after watching the post-game interviews, it felt like a playoff loss from the body language of Bill, Brady, and others. What's the feeling in the locker room? Just remember, we didn't have Gronk this game. Can't stress that enough. And that's it. He has a picture of him with his
birthday cake. Justin Smith and Mario Manningham. Those guys didn't matter.
But I think they're pissed. You know, they don't like losing around here.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I think they were a little embarrassed about the hole they dug. But I don't think they're going to overemphasize it either and make more of it than it was. I think there's a chance Houston could do that, make more of it than it was. I don't think the Patriots will.
Lee from Leeds says,
Lee from Leeds.
Hey, Fred, Andy, Paul, and Eric. Last week, Eric said that he thought the Texans' couch was right to let his players. Oh, he means coach. The Texans' coach was right to let his players quit in the second half of the game last week. What does he think of Bill's decision to play till the end? Probably.
I actually think.
Appalled that he would allow people to get hurt. You know, put him in the position to be hurt.
Well, with 10 minutes left in the third quarter, it's a little different than the fourth quarter when the Kubiak took his starters out, number one. Number two, I think third road game in a row on the road, I think Kubiak did the right thing. I don't think there's really any parallel other than the fact that you could say the Patriots were able to come back and Houston was not able to come back.
My teams never give up.
Before that, and you lost. I mean, what's the...
They just never give up.
It's that's
just,
great. It's don't give up. I don't care into. About giving up. I just want to put my team in the best position to go forward. That's all.
All right.
I'm not advocating giving up. I'm not saying this is what you should do. You should give up. But I don't think
mindset.
The two symbol. I don't.
Always fight.
I don't think the
fight,
two situations fight. Were the same. Matter of fact, I don't even think they were similar. Down 24 in the fourth quarter and down 28 with 10 minutes left in the third quarter.
Tom Brady, so I can see
another reason
Matt
why.
Schaub,
another reason why the situations weren't all that similar.
So you're showing no confidence in your quarterback.
I still think Kubiak sent a message. I still think Kubiak
I absolutely
said,
do.
You didn't show up from the first start. So
don't
if you're not
show up now.
I might as well take you out.
I always, but
I think
there's another school
lesson.
Of thought there with some coaches that when you're playing bad, I'm not going to relieve you of that.
There's plenty
humility.
Of schools of thought. That's why they're paid like $7 million to know
to
their
have
team
a school of
and
thought.
To push the right button.
Right.
And if you push the wrong button, you lose. You push the right button and you're Bill Parcells, right? The ultimate button pusher.
Willem.
The foe.
Willem Vandershoot writes in.
Vandershoot,
I've been listening to you a bit lately. However, every time I send in a question, I realize that I'm listening to a replay. After I send in the question.
It's like Chris Ferrero
so
watching
time
a no-hitter.
It's not a replay. Well, it isn't. You got us, finally. Anyway, my questions are, how is Brady doing in the MVP race after this game? He threw two picks but engineered one heck of a comeback and then came up just short. I guess it was half good from his angle. Manning, however, did not have a great game either. Threw for less than 200 yards, one TD and a pick. He did get the win, though. So what do you think? I still think Brady wins.
Can I just say, like, everybody, I've heard a lot of people say he threw for 200 yards, Manning. They ran the ball like 48 times.
in that game. They had a 31-3 lead. What did you want them to do? Well,
as opposed to a 31-3 deficit.
I forgot what other teams would have done. But I think that some teams, you know, play to the scoreboard and just get home with a win.
Second,
I think that's what the Broncos did.
Second, when I look at this loss, I think it's not that bad because they showed some good things, some bad things too. But I think if they face the 49ers in the Super Bowl, they will be even more pumped to beat them. However, do you think that that goes the same for the Texans if we meet them in the AFC title game?
You can be as pumped as you want. If you can't beat the team, you can't beat them.
Third,
that's how I feel about the Texans, by the way.
The turnovers, except for the two picks, looked a bit weather-related. What do you think about that? And if that's true, is it good that we're playing road games in the playoffs? It could be weather in the road, too. You know? Unless they go to Houston, it's going to be same thing. Mm-hmm. Right? Denver is probably worse.
Potentially. I mean, you have, especially in this day and age where weather is all over the place. I mean, we saw right here a week apart, 61 degrees, and it was supposed to rain, but it didn't. And then the next week, it was supposed to snow, it didn't. It poured.
Freezing.
Yeah, 36 degrees, 35 degrees, wind chill of 28. So I have no idea.
All right. Well, that's going to do it for this edition of PFW in Progress. I tried to get as many emails as I can. I know I didn't get all of them.
And you did find one who thought that the season was over.
John Rooks here.
Kudos to you.
For the playbook. I got to just show you my Twitter timeline. It blew up.
It blew up.
So you don't have to show me your anything.
I can't show it because it
blew up. With laughter
after
that joke.
Twitter timeline blow up?
It blew up on me. Yeah.
How did it blow
People
up?
People worried that now that the Patriots don't have the bye, it's over.
It's over? They think it's all done?
They can't go to Denver. And they
you heard a lot of that, John?
No.
Oh, interesting.
Fred has. Really? Only Fred has.
So
only
not the
you're getting
so
this?
It's not just the jaded Andy and Paul that haven't heard any of that.
It's the jaded John
it's
Rook.
The jaded John Rook, who's on Nitpick Tuesday.
Well, on your J.R. Rook timeline, it didn't blow up?
No.
Yeah.
Junior broadcaster.
I had a lot of people who were just, you know, this is it.
It's all over?
You can't go to Denver and win. Our best shot was to have that bye.
Wow.
Yeah. John, don't wow.
He don't had, like, validate it with any reaction.
He had three people that said that on his Twitter
three
timeline.
People,
probably.
It blew up.
Two
on his
of which
Twitter
are in
timeline.
Penitentiaries and are on the computer.
We just had no fewer than 10 phone calls to this show, and he probably read about 20 emails.
Yep.
Exactly one person expressed those
thoughts.
So am I exaggerating?
What are you doing
one person.
And glooming, then?
I'm not. I'm trying to talk them off the ledge is what I'm doing.
And
I'm
Fred's saying. Now taking credit for having talked all
right.
these people,
all these
off,
people
the
off
the
ledge.
Right.
That don't exist. Dr. Fred.
I've turned them.
That's Dr. Fred, P-H-R-E-D, right?
Fred. All right, John, what do you got going on your show today?
It's Nitpick Tuesday.
Nitpick Tuesday.
Plenty to choose from.
Wow. P-H-R-E-D. Yeah. I like that.
All right, John's coming up. We got the football fantasy champs. I guess it's the last week of fantasy football this week. So
why do you shake your head when
huge.
You say that?
I don't know. I don't know if that's true or not.
I don't either.
Yeah. Anyway, so they'll be up at 4:00. As for us, we'll see you tomorrow at noon.
That was another unpredictable edition of PFW in Progress, the podcast for informed Patriots fans worldwide. Like what you heard from the PFW boys? Then support the show and follow your team even more closely by subscribing to the paper that makes the podcast possible, Patriots Football Weekly. Get your subscription right now by calling 1-800-494-PATS or by logging on to pfwonline.com. There's even a web-only international option for Patriots fans outside the U.S. PFW in Progress, brought to you by the writers of Patriots Football Weekly.